Hi, welcome, everybody. Lots of, what's the word the kids are? Cope. Lots of cope today on a lot of fronts, you know. I don't know what it is. New Year. A lot of birthdays just happened. I think people get in their own heads. They start examining life. What is this? Where is it going? You know, almost like a woman in her 30s trying to find the one. Too late, corn diff. That's for two people. Don't worry about it. That's for me and corn diff. Don't worry about it. It's a private communication between two jilted starches. Wait, I'm not enough. Onions aren't... We're a nightshade. Can I remind you about Hackamania? I'm getting pumped. I'm getting really pumped. We sold so many tickets this weekend. And the celebrities are starting to buy, you know? Where I'm starting to recognize the names of people buying tickets. And that's exciting because that means, you know, we're going to have a real who's who, a forest of losers for you to be perusers of at Hackamania. Use promo code what? Use any promo code you want to save 10% off. And, you know, May 9th through 11th. This one's going to be really fun, man. The fact that you're going to be able to be fucked up 24-7. I'm going to be staying at the hotel. I'm not even going to leave. I tried to go home last year. What's the point? So the shows, the hotel, the gambling, the fans, it's all going to be there for the taking. Hackamania.com. And, you know, even if you hate the show, come out. You'll get so much footage of me eating ribs, donuts, pushing Quadfather around in his wheelchair. I think Quadfather's coming. I don't want to dox anybody, but I think Quadfather's coming. And I'm interested in that, you know, because a wheelchair, people always smell on account of they can't bathe. And also, you know, if you only had one chair your whole life for all your farts and shits and sharts and spits, I mean, it would reek. So I'm always interested in like how much wheelchair people smell, like how bad the odor emanating from their burdensome bodies. Okay. Do me a favor and hit the like button. We'd love to have you hitting that like button. Is that even work? Oh no, it's not working. Oh no. Is nothing working today? Oh no, we might have real trouble. We might have a real trouble. With a capital T and that rhymes with P. Okay. Do we have high rollers today? Yeah, we do. Okay. This is our last couple of days where we're celebrating the Decembers, and then we'll get into the Januaries. So these people made our December great, helped us make our nut, and we got a nice little list going here for January. Tiff, Bob Sacramento, FKA The Ghetto Basement, Lev Kramar, Dill Dog, The Pants Maestro, DK, James Bomber, Connor, Corn Diff, Reels, Brooklyn Pencil, Dr. Cream Jeans, Kevin Hassey, Just Jules, Sketty Galloway. So, you know, it's coming along. We're really proud of our list. It's one of the best lists. Did you know it's January 6th? Day of our insurgency? Can you imagine? We got a lot to talk about today, and somehow we got a lot of steel toe to get to today, and I don't know where that's going to fit in with everything else. There's just so much stuff. We got a really weird one with, involving Shuli and somebody named Harrison Love. and somebody named Sketchy Press and somebody named Nick Starr and somebody named Shuli Iga. Okay, anyway, I'm going to have a tough time following this one, but I'm going to try to walk you through it as best I understand it. It's weird. I'm just going to say that. It's weird. But we'll try to get through it. We'll try to make the best of it. We love your super chats. We do have our goal this morning. Aaron's got a goal. He's 40 minutes away. He's not optimistic about it. But we're going to see what we can make happen. Again, if you could hit the like button, that'd be great. Tell a friend about the program, that'd be great. We do have an executive producer today, which is Pink Like Peachy. This is turning into like a woman's streak. I don't know what, that Who Run the World, girls. It's getting really, I'm starting to worry about the future of NLO when we get where we're being overrun by women. And it's supposed to be a fair shake. You know, every once in a while you think we'd be able to pull a Flimsy Greenberg or a Bob Sacamango. But it's like just Jewel, Mistress Meg, Pink as a Peachy, Michaela. Michaela was in Michaela's a steel tower now. Oh, I can't even imagine. I saw Michaela over in the Steel Toe chat today, participating. Oh, we lost another one. Oh, I can't even believe it. We lost another one. Oh, God. How do I have allergies in January? It shouldn't be starting yet. I'm not smoking weed. I'm not, you know, why are my eyes all drowsy? Beloved chatters in our chat. Beloved chatter, I can't tell if you're a fan of NLO or not. You get real butthurt real easy. I'm starting to think Ian Hawk and these boys were right about you. You know, you came barking at me in defense of KB, and you were wrong. You know, and instead of apology, just double down on shitting on Melton. You look dumb. Why is everybody mad at me? Because Chad's treating KB like shit. And KB's a mod for him and friends with him and likes to show. It's like, She's dumb. Melton's not dumb. KB's retarded. Like, I get it that she's like a girl and you might be able to fuck. But like, just on like a fundamental level, like she's fucking retarded, right? Like, I've done nothing to this bitch. Jesus. You're all nuts. You're all fucking nuts. The quicker we get rid of you, the better. I'm serious. I was thinking about it today. I was like, you know, maybe Melton, it's you. Maybe all these women are sane. The Michaelas, the beloved chatters, you know, our finest ladies. And then I think about the women who have been here and been completely stable and normal and treat this like a program and not an unofficial relationship. You know? There's a lot of like successful working women who don't have a bad parasocial anxiety when it comes to the internet and the programs they watch. So then I quickly recognize it's not me. I'm not a narcissist. I'm curious. It's not like Aaron doing my own stuff. Anyway, Borg with a super sticker. Thank you very much, Borg.
Excuse me, Mame, what do you like to eat?
I like to eat the horn. I also ate a tomato out of Melton's butt cheeks. Slurp.
Beloved Chatter is very mean to me and it hurts. And he used to love the show and now it's just a passive aggressive. Now it just feels like he's out to get me. Anyway, welcome, Beloved Chatter. Happy New Year. Kathy, new here, loving the content. Oh, no. I don't know if we have room for a Kathy. I'm going to be honest. We have a Tiff. We have a Sketty. We just made room in our hearts for a Jewel, a Meg, a Peachy. Kathy sounds like a real bitch. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. There's that cartoon back in the day, Kathy. You know, she thought she was a fucking hoot. She would always be in the office causing a ruckus. I honestly, like, Kathy feels like a Karen. And I don't think if we... I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We'll try to be optimistic about it. But what is this? I don't know if you're allowed to steal this. Bardiff Electric. Will Heron is always holding a fart. One yes, two no. Kentucky, Pat, you ever had your cheeks clapped? I won't answer that. I will not answer that shit. Do you think Aaron will kill someday? This is what Mike Boudet, our buddy from the Sword and the Scale podcast, I think it's just Sword and Scale. I don't want to say the Sword and the Scale. That probably wrecks his brand. That probably drives him nuts when it comes to SEO. Sword and Scale, I believe, is how he says it. But, you know, that's like one of the most popular murder casts for middle-aged fat women. And he says he recognizes patterns. He says, like, I see what's happening. I know what's going on. I recognize the patterns. I don't want it to happen, but I can tell a crazy man. You know, you see he has crazy eyes. You see he's got... It's too much. It's too much. Where do we start today? Where do we really start today? I got three Aaron shows I want to go over, including this morning's show. I mean, this morning's show we'll never even get to. I want to pretend like we might, but we won't. We won't. I'll bring up today's show because I want somebody to tell me when he's gonna do his donations. Because he's 190 away and he's got 30 minutes. That is not good. That's not a good day for Aaron Imholt. That's just a fact. That's just going by his hourly milestones that he set. So I'm just telling you what he says. But we got Aaron did two shows this weekend, which is wild. He did a Vikings post game wrap up show. And he did a members-only show. Both of these were wild. I would like to watch them both, if you'd like to watch them both. And we don't have to watch the whole things. Let's skim through it. Will Heron was on. Heron and Aaron in the morning was on with him Sunday morning. Will Heron has a job. He's a newscaster. I don't know much about him. I don't watch a lot of his clips. The in-depth interviews with Kay or whoever that girl is annoy me and are boring. And not just because I'm like best friends with Nick and want to mash dicks. Just kind of a bore fest, snore fest. I don't really understand it. What's going on anyway. And I don't think anybody else does either. So it's, you don't hear a lot of like speculation from me about what's going on with Nick and Aaron's court because I just don't know. I don't know enough about it to know. I know this. Nobody ever goes to jail for anything. That's a fact. No one goes to jail for anything. So I don't find pleasure in like sitting here and going on these little flights of fantasy where I entertain my pea brain about somebody being in prison for three. I looked up the statute of limitations and it's going to be brutal. It's not. No one goes to jail for anything. So, you know, unless there's some giant breaking thing or we get video of Aaron in court or we get a leak before something happens. Aaron like is constantly speculating on what's going on with Nick's court and his home and his, I don't know. Is Nick losing his house? I don't fucking know. And I don't bug Nick about that stuff. I feel like that would be retarded if I was like messaging Nick like, is it true you're losing your house? I mean, that's, first of all, if he is losing his house, the last thing he has time to do is tell me about it. And if he's not losing his house, then, you know, who cares? You know, and by the way, what happens to me if he's losing his house or not? Is that, what happens to Aaron? Do Aaron's felony charges go away that he's got to go to court on the 14th of this month for felony revenge porn charges? Is that, if Nick loses his house, do those charges go away? I doubt it. So that's where I'm at with it. I want to, one of the funniest things about this members only show yesterday is how it starts. We're not going to watch the whole interview with this. I'm not even kidding you. This basically is 45 minutes of Aaron telling you he didn't eat cum. I'm not even joking. He can't stop defending himself about this cum eating. And I think Nick said it like twice. Nick must have told other people what he told me. Because I kind of like, unless Nick is, or I ask, I guess Nick told other people that he shot it all over April's chest and Aaron walked in and licked it off her chest. And I can confirm that's what Nick told me a while ago. But I heard another show saying that. So, like, it must be out there, and he must have told other people. So, yeah, that's what he told me. Nick told me that he shot it on April's chest and then left the room, and then Aaron walks in and, like, started at her belly button and just river of chocolate licked it all the way up in between her little bee sting boobies and looked her in the eyes the entire time he did it. Just licked it like a lollipop. Speaking of that, while I'm doing this, everybody who says that my new mic foam cover looks like a Smurf dick, you're insane. How do you, first of all, are you admitting you know what Smurf dicks look like? And second of all, you're wrong, because the dicks are red. Smurf dicks are actually bright red when they're excited. So you must not be doing it right. Anyway, I find that to be very funny that Nick has told that story like twice, basically accused Aaron of eating his cum twice, and Aaron brings it up every day. Aaron has to like deny this for the rest of his life. So I'm into that. I like that. And let's see how yesterday's members only show went down. Huh?
Tonight we have a chance to say
good morning, Bevan. And we're doing it. The game's on today. It's all I can think about. It's probably all I'm going to talk about right now. No, Will Heron's in the chat. I want to talk about one other thing. So,
all I'm going to talk about is the game, except Will Heron's in the chat. We'll probably talk about one other thing.
This game is all I can think about. Like, everything I do today is centered around either getting ready for the game tonight.
I didn't realize you were playing. Aaron's out in the backyard doing calisthenics. I didn't know. Aaron's getting ready for the game tonight. And if you don't know what that means, what it means is he's putting salt around the rims of his Bloody Mary steins. Now, I don't know. I guess if you're a brunch place in Williamsburg, you're putting salt around the rim of a Bloody Mary. I don't know. Is that like a thing? I didn't know Bloody Marys really typically had a big, crunchy, salty rim. But I'm also not a Bloody Mary guy. I don't like to drink pizza.
Distracting myself from thinking about the game tonight. Some have called it the most important regular season game in NFL history.
No one's called it that. The most important regular season NFL game in history. I mean, can you get a load of this idiot?
I don't know. I have no idea. But Will Heron says, send the link. I'm tempted. I just don't want to turn it into a fucking Nick episode.
I don't want to turn this into a Nick episode. Remember those words. Aaron announced last year he's done talking about his old life. April, Nick, Kayla, he's done with that. Now, he's talked about it every show this year. He's never taken a break from it. And now he's going to send Will Heron the link. He just doesn't want this to turn into a Nick centric episode. I just want to jump to the end here and see what they're talking about.
I was protecting you.
Alexander Usyk. Oh, wow. Alexander Usyk on Twitter today reposting this interview saying, I can't believe Will Herron's talking shit seeing as he ate my jizz.
I just dropped a needle. And they're talking about eating cum. But Aaron's concerned at the beginning of this ep. He doesn't want to turn into a Nick-centric episode. I'm not kidding you. For 1 hour, Aaron just kept coming back to defending himself eating cum. I'm not even joking. We'll watch as much as we can stomach.
Swear to God, I have no clue where this came from. But he loves...
Listen to this.
I'm sure it's some part of some kind of mental illness. But what... contacted Will or Will contacted Nick. I don't know. And I got to move over for this. There we go. Let's hide that for a minute though.
Good idea. A lot of people would have never put it up, but yeah, put it up. He's not there. Take it down. Sure.
Nick felt compelled to tell Will the cum lie again. Will says he needs...
Two times publicly, Nick has said this. And Aaron, it's wrecked Aaron's existence.
It's a setup. He's obsessed with he's obsessed with the idea of me tasting his semen. I don't know what this is. I'm sure it's some part of some kind of mental illness.
Now, Aaron talks about it every day, and Nick has brought it up twice. Who's obsessed with cum? It's kind of like the accusations against me. One of us brings it up every day. One of us gets into detail about it every day. Who's obsessed? Right.
But like, I'm starting to think he's told himself this so much that he believes it. Of all the shit I've admitted to, if there was freaky deaky, fucking three-way weird fluid swapping shit going on, I obviously that would have been part of the stories. I don't know where he came up with this. I swear to God. I have no clue where this came from, but he loves telling.
I have no clue where it came from. It came from Nick's dick.
In the story, which is also really fucking gay. To go, I can't wait to tell another man a story about cum fluid swapping with another man I'm obsessed with. It's bizarre. But it never happened. And when I say it never happened, like, never in I'd have to be...
I mean, he's just going on and on and on defending it. Anybody believing it? The more he goes on and on about it, I swear to God, I don't even know where it came from. Guys, really, you got to believe me. I don't know anything about it. Like, okay... No, really. I never.
Cumies. Get over here, April. Slurpy, slurpy, slorp, slorp.
Yeah, you got to use the double consonant. You got to put the two M's in there if you want it to be cummies.
Be asleep, or it would have had to been snuck in my food. I don't.
That's it, Aaron. Someone snuck cum into your food. That's how you got a taste for it. April's been sneaking Nick's cum into your lasagnas for years. That ain't ricotta. It's ricotta.
The idea of it is not for me. But he keeps wanting to tell people this story as if he tells enough people this story, people will all of a sudden like him.
What? Aaron's fucking gaslighting is... Nick must think.
hold on.
Aaron's gaslighting is Nick must think if he tells enough people Aaron ate his cum, people will like Nick. Well, if Aaron ate his cum, I guess. Like, what? In what world? Aaron thinks he's such a tastemaker, pun intended, that if he likes your cum, it means people will be your friend. People come up to Aaron all the time. They're like, taste any good cum lately? He's like Nick Ricada's. And they're like, good to know. And then they send him a friend request. Ugh.
Been snuck in my food. The idea of it is not for me.
The idea of it. I'm not gay. I don't like cum. Are you gargling on cum now?
But he keeps wanting to tell people this story as if he tells enough people this story, people will all of a sudden like him.
Yes. Somehow it will curry flavor.
And, like, think I'm a piece of shit. What he doesn't understand is everyone already thinks I'm a piece of shit. If they think better of me, or if, I'm sorry, if they think worse of me, they're not going to think better than him. They're just going to think we're both a couple of gay, weird cucks, which is what a lot of people already think.
You can't write this. Like, Aaron thinks I harass him. We just watch this and go, can you believe it?
But he thinks he's going to save himself through, and the way he's going to save himself is, Aaron tasted my jizz, you know. You know what most people's reaction have been to that story? And I'm a little upset that it's been most people's reaction. Most people's reaction has not been, oh, that could never happen. Most people's reaction has been, yeah, sure, I bet you all did, you fucking queers. And that's it. Like, they're just like, yeah, you guys are gay. I believe it. And it's like, fuck. And that's what I said. It's the funniest bit Nick's ever done. He's not a particularly funny guy, but the funniest bit he's ever done is convincing.
Now, remember this gaslighting. Aaron had a show where he sold comedy tickets for Chrissy Mayer to come do headlining stand-up gig. And then Chrissy Mayer pulled out. And Aaron decided he would do it himself. And for the headliner, he booked Nick Riccata, who had never, ever, ever done stand-up comedy in his life. Now, Aaron Imholt was a frequenter of open mics and calls himself a stand-up comedian. As a matter of fact, in October was the last time he did stand-up comedy, a private gig he charged for, him and Johnny. Stand-up comedy gig. Aaron Imholt and Johnny Crutches, stand-up comedy. I'm not kidding you. He headlined a gig. Aaron Imholt in October, 2 months ago. He put Nick Riccata up to headline, a guy who's never done comedy before in his life, over himself. And now he's telling you Nick Riccata's not funny. This is a classic insecure projecting loser. When he's buddies with Nick Riccata, Nick Riccata's funny. When he's buddies with April, April's pussy doesn't smell. The minute they turn on him, Nick Riccata was never funny. He's not funny. Whenever April runs off with somebody else, oh, who cares? Her pussy smelled. Right. Right. Why would we ever believe you about anything again? No, the show sucked with April. I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, but you told us they ruled and they were good and April wasn't on drugs. Yeah, but I in the moment, you know, I had to lie. Okay, right. So you do that all the time. Why would we ever trust you in the moment again? Donuts as big as your head?
People. Got me to, for the rest of my life, now have to tell people, I swear to God, I've never tasted jizz.
Again, imagine thinking that. Aaron thinks for the rest of his life he'll be saying this. It's been a couple months. I'm not even lying when I tell you this is a full hour of him going on and on about how he didn't eat cum.
And there's no way you can deny tasting jizz without making it sound like you totally tasted jizz. The worst part about it is, and this is where gaslighting totally works, is every time he tells the story to another guy, which again, super fucking gay, but every time he tells the story to another dude, like, he gets excited about it. And every time he tells another dude, this is where the gaslighting works, I rack my brains again. I go, I'm going to go over every fucking weird thing I did over the course of the last year.
I mean, he's really doing this. This is like a real moment for a guy. Like, why would you do, just go, just move on. Like, if you didn't eat jizz, it's fine. We honestly, like, we'll never know. And you know that. We'll never know. We will never, ever, ever know for sure. So this performative over the top every day, constantly.
And I'm going to go, what scenario would there have been where maybe I, and every time, nothing. That's the weird fucked up thing about someone.
Like, that's the curious part to me. Someone told Aaron he ate cum, and every time he gets told that, he racks his brain and goes over all the scenarios and tries to figure out when it was. When someone tells me, Patrick, you ate another guy's cum, I go, no, I didn't, and move on. I don't have to rack my brain. There was Cheryl in middle school. I don't think she had cum on her. Okay, and then... Oh, I kissed that girl after school one time in 11th grade, and that didn't taste like cum. I don't have to go over it. I know I haven't tasted, you know, anyone's cum but my own. Of course I make smoothies out of that. Every time he gets told you ate cum, he goes back over all his experiences and racks his brain.
When gaslighting you, as you go. It's like that Chris Rock bit where he goes, the police made me believe I stole my own car. I'm like, get out of this fucking car. You stole this car. I'm like, oh my God, maybe I did.
Aaron's one of those guys who, like, signs false confessions because he was pressured. Like, yeah, I signed it and said I ate the cum, but I didn't know what I was signing. I'd been in there 7 hours, a light in my face. They didn't let me sleep.
Oh, Lord, I done stole the car. That's me. I'm like, I never drank. Jizz, I never tasted cum. Never tasted a man's seed. And then some guy...
Then why would you have to play back your sexual experiences like a slide deck in your brain to try to see... Maybe there was a time...
It just keeps telling other men, like, you have.
Why does this, like, keep coming up?
I can't think of a single scenario where I have, but God damn it, maybe I...
He keeps trying to think of it. That's the funny part. That's the funny part. He's like, I really can't think of a time I did. It's like, keep searching. What the fuck?
Start believing it. I'm going to send Willie the link, TV's Will Heron. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched his clip. I saw it existed. But I have.
I'm telling you, something's going on. The flippant, like, hand motions and gang signs, and something's changed in him, and he's become. How I view it is like erratic, lack of control, and like an autistic guy trying to rein in control. Like he's flailing though. And if you go back, I'm not even kidding. Go back 5 months, he wasn't doing any of this. The hand movements. The gang signs, the noodle arms, the every once in a while he used to do that one where he used to hold his arm, remember, and do it. Now it's just constant flailage.
I haven't seen the actual clip yet because here we go, new message.
Yeah, it's panic. Bonin says it's panic. Yeah, that's what I read it. That's what it reads as. I appreciate you. I love you. Like it. It feels like he doesn't know what to do or how to sit still. Right, right.
There he is, right on top. TV's Will Heron. With one L. Fucking fruitcake. And
I also like this new thing where, like, everyone rules. Have you noticed this? And this is not, I'm not insulting Will Heron. I don't mean this to come across as an insult. In all fairness to Will Heron, he's got a job. He seems relatively normal. Sure, sure. Does he have an unhealthy interest in all this stuff like we all do? Yes. But for the most part, seems pretty normal. You know, does he like Aaron? Who knows? Who knows? I don't have time to really give a fuck. But Aaron does this thing now where anyone who likes him, whether it's a Clipper or a guest or whatever, like, he does this build up, and the way he talks about people, it's like, it feels pathetic. If that's what he like, dude, Will Heron's the man. Yeah. Every time Will Heron's on, he's the dude, man. He's my guy. And it's like, what? Like, and again, I don't mean, this is not an attack on Will Herron. I'm using him as an example. He did it when he was on Kino Casino, too. I love Kino Casino. They do a really good job. Chad Zumach. Dude, Chad's redemption arc is baller, dude. Like, he's handling shit. He keeps bodying Melton. It's just, like, delusion and lies, but, like, building a guy up. And I think it's, like, you know, it's one of these, like, techniques people do to, like, make people like you. But, like, I mean, I, and again, this is going to sound bad. It's no offense to Will Herron, but, like, saying that about Will Herron is bananas. Saying it about anybody's bananas, but being like, dude, Will Herron's the man. It's like, he is, I assure you, he isn't. I'm not saying I am. But it's just, it's wild how he talks about people like that. Like, dude, Will Herron rules. He does a really, really good job. It's like, this is one of the laziest Clippers out there. There's like.
And the link. There we go. Miss Tay with $14.99 Australian. Good on you. Speaking of Dean, his home country. I don't give a shit about football, but go Vikings. Well, not to nitpick, but. Skull Vikings.
Oh, did we? We missed the Dean thing at the beginning of this. This is also like another like butthurt baby thing he did. I mean, look, and again, this is going to sound really bad, and I apologize to the Aussie guy. You know, no offense to the Aussie guy. The Aussie guy's nobody with a nothing show that no one watches. And again, I'm so sorry because I like him. And I'm a nobody, nothing that nobody watches. But Aussie guy's really a fucking zilch loser, not on anyone's radar. And he has Aaron rattled. Anyone that like Aaron can't get under his spell, like actually does get to Aaron. And I think it was at the beginning of this show. If he's talking about Dean.
And all that shit. I saw a clip of Will. He was with my buddy Dean, my good friend Dean. Dean and I are pals behind this.
Dean, you made him do. I don't even know why I'm calling him Dean because he's doing that as like a. Mint Diggity says all he does is ball wash you too. I mean, look, I mean, like, I've watched Dean tell jokes and be funny. You know, I don't really watch the program a lot, but that's. Mostly because a lot of these shows are on weekends, and I, you know, like Tukey Soup is on Saturday mornings. It usually takes me a couple days to get caught up on that, even. And that's, you know, Tukey and I are like brothers from another DeVito.
Scenes. Like, we did a stream with Husey once, and after the stream, Dean sent me some very nice messages about how it was fun to play around and do the drama thing and all that. And I said, hey, you know, that's how it goes. That's how this whole, it doesn't bother me any. And now Dean and I, we hang out. He's Australian. We watch rugby matches. He teaches me how to do that New Zealand Haka Shaka thing. And he can't finish the whole thing. He needs to work on his cardio, but we're pals. We're good buds. And
all that you made him do. All that Aussie guy made him like he's in. It was one interview. He caught Aaron off guard. Aaron couldn't answer his questions. Aaron looked stupid, pants down, couldn't answer the questions when confronted. Had to talk over and run everything. And it's not left his head since. Like, this is all a manifestation of that.
Taken down, he got his YouTube taken away, but apparently he's got his YouTube and he was doing a show. And by the way, Will, I sent
you. Oh, is he an electrician? I didn't even know that. An Aussie electrician. They call him Sparkies.
And I don't know if somebody asked him to comment about Steel Toe or he just brought me up, but I actually thought what he said was pretty nice.
This is wild. Ready for this?
He's like, yeah.
Talking about Anthony Cumia, when asked, what does he think about Aaron M. Holt? This is what Aaron's takeaway.
Aaron's like this comet that just comes around every 75 years. And I'm like, All right. That's fine with me. I'm this thing that just comes in, boom, hammers through, leaves a fucking mess, and then out the other side.
Is that what comets do? Where they never really touch anything or make a difference? I don't remember the last comet that went in, boom, made a mess, hammered through, and came out the other side. Of what? Do you think a comet's a missile? I don't know if you know what a comet is. This is wild.
And then he's like, I've watched him a few times. Not that interesting to me. And it's like, all right, fair enough. I mean, one of my broadcasting influences. So I learned it from watching you, Dad. But I don't know. Like, I worked on his network for about 6 shows. I hosted his show while he was out with a health emergency. He's been on my show. I've been a guest on his show. So, you know, I'll be very honest with you. He and I have had way more path crossing than I ever thought we would back when I would listen to him. So I'm honored and grateful and thankful. Unlike that fucking turncoat Gino.
So again, the take on this.
Yes, and then out the other side. Somebody asked him to comment about Steel Toe, or he just brought me up. But I actually thought what he said was pretty nice.
I thought what he said was pretty nice. Now, I gotta go find the right Doom clip. There's so many Doom clips. This fucking Doom. Oh, wait, this is a Stalin clip, actually. Sorry, Doom. We'll get to you in a bit.
Thoughts on Steel Toe Aaron Imholt. Oh, God. Another offshoot of...
So, right there. Thoughts on Aaron Imholt and the Dabbleverse. Oh, God. Oh, God. I thought it was pretty nice, Aaron said.
Dabbleverse, but kind of like... If the Dabbleverse is like the solar system... You know, it's the sun and the planets, or, you know, John and Kate Meany and things.
Kevin. Kate Meany's a planet in Anthony Cumia's metaphor. And you're a comet. Kate Meany, who hasn't been around for months and does nothing at all and is a loser and a drug addict and an anal whore. She's a planet in the Dabbleverse universe. You're a comet.
Brandon. Aaron is like a dumb comet.
A dumb comet. How come you didn't say that part? Aaron's like a comet. He comes in, he wrecks shit, and he, boom, and comes out the other side and just goes on owning, just breaking up motherfuckers. Or... is he a dumb comet?
Aaron is like a dumb comet that just comes through every 75 years and then goes away. And you're like, oh, right, I remember. And then it's just gone. Aaron's a weird guy.
Aaron's a weird guy. Why wouldn't you play a clip of this?
Play the clip. Play the clip.
Why wouldn't Aaron play the clip? I thought what he said was nice. I thought it was a real good compliment. Why wouldn't you play the clip on your show then? Oh, because he called you dumb and weird. Oh, because he called you dumb and weird.
Know him. I don't really know this guy. He knows me very well because apparently he was a fan of the show, which is great. Mucho apreciado. But I don't know him very much outside of what has happened of late. Shit with April and the lawyer guy. And he shit-talked me a little bit, but I think I shit-talked him first. I don't even know. But I watch his show every so often. And again, like, I have nothing against him, but I just don't... I'm not compelled to go, oh, that's funny. Like, oh... Even Kevin's show, like I said, the other night, I was kind of like, eh. But some nights I watch Kevin, I'm like, okay, that's funny. He's saying something. He's ragging on someone and goofing on something. But I just never... Aaron never really has anything where I'm like, oh, I need to continue watching this.
Aaron thinks it's good, though. How could this be? He called him dumb and he called him weird. But Aaron had this take.
But I actually thought what he said was pretty nice. He's like, yeah, Aaron's like this comet that just comes around.
Dumb comet. Dumb comet. Weird guy.
Every 75 years. And I'm like,
okay, he did say that. And then he goes away, and then he comes back, and you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. And then he goes away. Listen to the part Aaron made up about comets.
All right. That's fine with me.
Louis, like a really good-looking comet with, like, that, like, pulls in all the lady comics and, like, does the number one show in the galaxy? Like, that kind of comet?
I'm this thing that just comes in, boom!
Again, what comet does that? What comet comes in, boom! Of course it's a punch, you know? Of course. I'm this thing that comes in, boom! Smashes, causes all kind of shit.
Hammers through, leaves a fucking mess, and then...
Yeah, that's what comets do. Hammer through, come out the other side. Of what? I don't know. I don't really understand space or comets.
And out the other side. And then he's like, I've watched him a few times, not that interesting to me. And it's like, all right, fair enough. He and I have had way more...
You just gotta appreciate, Aaron never lies to his fans at all. Yeah, he said I was like this cool thing that comes in, poof, smashes it up, makes a mess, hammers through everybody, and comes out the other side. Oh, wait, you made all that up. Also, comets don't do any of that. Yeah, comets don't do any of that.
Buckets of cum or buckets of pasta? I can't decide.
Well, they're both equally delicious. Master Chief 117, look how red his face gets after he ate Nick's soup. Yes, very, very good. Bart of Electric, TV's Will Heron always holding a fart. One yes, two no. Probably? Beloved Chatter says, Will Heron and Aaron are having a spicy bromance. Dude, Will Heron's the man. I was just like, what are we doing? Like, if you're Will Heron, you're listening to that going like, all right. I don't know. It's like how I should watch my mouth.
Do it one streak at a time. Let her feel it. Let her squirm beneath your hunger. You don't understand it yet. The tang, the creaminess. It's not just semen. It's devotion, power, Jesus. Dominance. Each lick will tether you to something deeper. Savor it. Don't rush. Draw it out. Let her see what it means to be devoured.
Have I ever licked April's belly button? Yes. Did it taste like Nick's cum? No. It tasted like belly button. And not at all like the familiar flavor of semen.
Familiar flavor. Look at all the memberships we've gotten today. Thank you guys so much for this. Appreciated, as usual. Mason in Portland, big fan. Happy to be here. 19 months. Thank you. Mike G, member for 10 months. Thanks for the 10 months of show. Loving them and all the fireworks it creates in the Dabbleverse. We don't try. We just do. Jack the Tripper, member for 13 months. Hackamania dudes, only pool party is in jeopardy. Yeah, it looks like all these women might show up. Master Chief, member for 2 months, Mr. Melton, is it that time yet? What time? Mr. Melton, is it that time yet? Thumbs up. I don't even know what that means. Brooklyn Pencil, I too am being a normal girl. Yes, thank you for not being a nightmare of a bitch. And stuff. Bob Sacramento gifting 10 memberships. Thank you very much, Bob. Appreciated. Reels gifting 10 memberships. Thank you very much to Reels. Mistress Meg gifting 10 memberships. She's made a huge mistake. This is what I'm talking about. We need more of that. I don't know if drive-by is a man or a woman, but I'm hoping he's a man.
Good.
And confetti all around for him as well. 40 memberships today. Thank you guys so much. And again, if the men could step it up. Thank you to Bob Sacramento and Reels. You know, we've really got to put these women away because, you know, like if women start being the executive producer of this show all the time, I'm worried that my tits are going to grow larger. The estrogen's going to, you know, it's bad enough that we have this soy milk essence about us from the Aaron Imhol program. So anything we could do to offset that would be fantastic. Zool McCool now coming in with a thing as well. So that's very nice. Zool McCool, I'm putting you down. Here comes Mycroft. And, of course, I got to make sure I have Drive-By and Mistress Meg. This is getting to be too much. And now Sharon C. over here. Come on, Cher. Mycroft gifting 10 memberships. That's
nice.
We got
a fish lunch.
Have some confetti for your troubles. Oh, where did it go? That was like a real David Blaine trick. The confetti like went up and then disappeared. Dave Sarah, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah. Member for 5 months. Thank you for the program, Big Tapioca. That could be a cool new name. Guys, should I be Big Tapioca now? Guys, should I be Big Tapioca? Should I be Big Tapioca? Remember, who was that cartoon character that talked like that? Droopy Dog?
You guys ever talk to Big Tapioca?
Well, we're waiting.
Okay, sorry. I was just trying to make Sharon laugh. Shout out and tired member for 21 months. Please don't scare away the ladies. There's already too many poles and not enough holes. Oh, yeah, I think this is true. We do need more women to, like, bag on. Bone and the Carbarian is gifting 10 memberships. That's very, very nice for a man. Bone and the Carbarian, and here bringing up the rear. If I could just get back to the show, that would be great. Tommy from Rhode Island, and I guarantee you that is a dude, 100%.
Hello, exactly.
So thank you, Tommy from Rhode Island, is it? And then as if that's not enough, here's Sharon with 20 more motherfucking...
This is going great.
The women are firing back. That's 40 memberships from Sharon today, basically asking the entire collective chat how her ass tastes. That's Sharon. And it's probably clean, honestly. I think that C is from Clorox. The C, the Sharon C, it's for Clorox because she bleaches her asshole. What is happening on this show? Aaron the Rat, member for 6 months, hit the like button for a donut bigger than your hunch.
Nelson Brothers Restaurant and Pub invites you to...
Okay. Why does it do that? I got to fix this whole system. It really is falling apart over here. Jenny G getting on the women's train. That sounds hot. Jenny G. All right, that's 130. That's 130. I think that's enough. Any more memberships, we might have to, like, register with the Department of Memberships or something. Did Aaron hit his goal? Fuck, we missed it. God damn. I need you guys to, like, tell me when we're... God damn it. We really... Fuck. I gotta go find it. I gotta go see... Because he was, there's still 40 to go, so it ain't gone well. Oh, boy.
You know, we talked about the Skip Bayless thing. Skip Bayless, all of a sudden, one day, gone from Undisputed. He's not doing his show anymore. A show he liked doing. by all accounts, you won't give some of the money to Johnny as sick pay. I think that's why people are hesitant. Johnny's not working today.
Johnny's sick. He doesn't get money because he's dying, losers. Suck it up. Johnny's just sick. If he was here, he'd get money, but he's too busy having a transfusion right now. No money for Johnny. No money for fucking Johnny.
In the NICU. Ryan the Garbage Man with
$5. By the way, I got to show everybody, because I don't know, we're going to get to it, but last week for New Year's, Aaron changed his board from the Chad Buzmak donor ratings to the confetti cucks, you know? And he had to like write them so small they were illegible. And then on Friday, I think, or wait, was it, what did he change it to? Maybe he did it during the Vikings pre-show that we're watching right now. I got to get back. Yeah, see, so he had confetti cucks when he started this show with Will Heron. You got to see the evolution of this board over two shows. It's insane. It's insane. Hold on. KB says, so you're not picking me up from the airport? Have we arranged an airport pickup? These bitches are daffy. I'm not even kidding. Like, what? What are you talking about?
Never mind the Minnesota mongoloid Louie licking the connections the 9-volt battery in the corner. Aaron, concentrate on the hundreds of ways you didn't eat Nick's baby batter.
We don't endorse that, making fun of those retarded children.
As gosh darn it, I want Aaron shit-faced for overtime. Everyone don't.
Why is it playing the wrong shit?
Hit Real American. I'll go out there. But no, he just went, he's a guy. He does a show. He likes me. Thanks for liking me. He did. He said, well, thank you for your support. And then he said,
thanks for liking me.
Listened to him a few times. Not one of my favorites. But he did say he's like a comet that blows through the solar system every 75 years ago. What the fuck was that? I take that as a supreme compliment. That's kind of how I do my show.
He said I was a comet that blows through, and you go, what the fuck was that? Is that what he said? Again, can you imagine, like, this is his hero talking about him. There's not a world that exists where he wouldn't play the clip of this. You know? There's not a world that exists where he wouldn't play a complimentary clip. No, it was a really complimentary clip. He said, I'm like a comet. I come through. I mix things up. People go like, wow, that's cool. Uh-huh. A dumb, weird comic. Comet.
So
comet.
I actually thought that was a really nice clip. And
why didn't you play it? Aaron is the only guy in the world who talks about a clip, says it was flattering, it's not, and then says that was a nice clip after not playing the clip. I had to go get the clip for you to show you what a loon he is.
I guess what I'm trying to say is it could have been way worse. It could have been way worse. TV's Will Heron says Zoom is updating. You don't use StreamYard. No, fuck StreamYard. No, I don't have anything against StreamYard. I just... For me, I find Zoom to be more user-friendly. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. I just find it to be better. All right, let's bring him on.
He's so dumb. He doesn't even understand what he's talking about. Zoom or StreamYard? Zoom's easier to use. It's like these two programs do totally different things.
On. There you Hey, TV's Will Heron, who looks a lot like...
It's like, what do you guys like? Do you like Windows or do you like Whirlpool toaster ovens? I like to use Windows. It's just more user-friendly for like when I do updating and like, you know, like virus control and stuff. Don't get me wrong. I don't have a problem making toast in a Whirlpool toaster oven. But I just like to use, I'm like a Windows Vista guy.
Like Oz, I think people are going to find.
I'll take it, maybe.
You look a lot like our my old co-host from the radio days, Ryan Oz Klein. You look, it's actually weird.
He must be a good looking man. Probably pulls a lot of, does a lot of slaying.
He had a stroke not too long ago, so... No, you don't look like him anymore.
We're talking about Oz, the alcoholic who never makes it out to Steel Toe events because he's an alcoholic.
Back in the heyday, back in my prime, you look like a prime Ryan Oz Klein. How you doing, buddy? I've been enjoying your cup.
Yeah, Karmic makes a good point. Fuck StreamYard. Also, I don't have a problem with StreamYard.
Bridge on everything.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you shouting me out, Aaron. I appreciate your weekend shows generally get like the most views. So thank you for this. Throwing me
my
in there.
My weekend shows?
Yeah, your Sunday wrap up, like your Sunday show that you do.
The members only show?
Yeah, it gets a lot of views. I think.
Oh, you're saying the clips get the most views?
Yes, my bad.
Oh, I was going to say nobody fucking what, like 75.
I mean, do you even need to say anything?
I've 80 people watching it. Members show at a time. No, I like that.
I think you
guys
get a little loose and you kind of go off a little more, and then that's what kind of brings all the boys to the yard.
Yeah. Well, I have nothing planned for the members show. So I just let people kind of write.
That's why it's so different. This is totally different.
And I read their shit and they go, you know, talk about.
Oh, by the way, people asked Kumi if he was coming to Hackamania, and he doesn't even know what it is. So the answer is no. He said, like, oh, yeah, it seems interesting. I got to see if I can go. It's in March. So I assume that means I don't, like, I'm not Aaron. So I don't think that means it's really cool and I'm going to be there and I'm planning on it. What I heard is I don't know anything fucking about that. And no. So to everybody on Pens and Needles about the Pat Dixon, Anthony Cumia thing, as if it wasn't already fucked. Anthony Cumia doesn't seem to know anything about it.
This, and then I go off.
It's a thing and it works.
Let me ask you something.
Oh, here we go.
If a man keeps telling other men that another man tasted his semen,
he can't let it go. He gets another guy in on the show, and the first thing he has to ask is like, do you think I ate cum? Tell me what it takes. Isn't, if a guy says that another guy ate his cum, isn't the guy who says that his cum was eaten actually the gay?
Whether or not it happened, do you find that a little gay?
Whether or not it happened?
Oh, hi, Mark.
He's already prepping you for when it drops. When a guy says that another guy ate his cum, whether or not he did, isn't that guy actually the gay?
No one's ever said that about me.
You said, Aaron, I feel compelled to tell you there are multiple accusations that I've been ingesting semen.
No,
we'll give you the details.
Now there's multiple accusations. Who are the other men who have come forward? Holy shit. There are multiple allegations that I've been guzzling cum. And I just want to say all those men are lying.
We'll give you the details on the news tonight. I'm going to read the sports. I'm going to give everybody the scores. And then I'm going to cough up a cum ball live on television.
You probably will.
No, you.
We know whose it is.
I don't do sports on TV.
I thought you do, like, every now and then you try to do, like, a sports show.
No.
I thought you did every now and then you try to do, like, a sports show. This is his clipper. This guy's the man. He didn't know anything. He's like, don't you do, like, a sports show? He's like, no.
No, I try to keep the smoldering embers of my once bright career going on the internet. That's what I do now.
See, and that's how you lean into it. That's, people need to learn that from you, Aaron. That is good. Lean into the joke.
I wonder why Aaron loves this guy. Because this guy's blowing hard smoke up Aaron's ass. God, Aaron, nobody takes it in stride like you. God, if everybody could just learn how to walk the walk like Aaron Imholt.
Try to teach people how to lean in. And they
said my eyes are too far apart. That is awesome. I look like a hammerhead.
You know what?
I love it.
You know, this is kind of like the cum thing with you. I didn't.
Okay. Is Will Heron retarded? I'm just asking. Like, from an objective.
Notice it until you just said it.
Yeah, neither. Until somebody Jesse P.S. pointed it out.
Yeah, like, your eyes are fucking gross. Yeah, I thought
I'm
you
quite
were
ugly.
Honestly, before you said that, I was like, "That's a
well." Aaron's are too close together, so if they just averaged them out,
looking guy, and I do stare at.
He's not trolling Aaron. He actually means it. Oh, okay. Then that's why they love each other. They talent recognize talent. You know. Like, Aaron's like, dude, this guy's on TV. Like, he's a real dude. And then Will Heron's like, dude, Aaron's on, well, he's about to go back and be number one on radio. So he's a real dude. And then they just read, like, they honestly, like, respect each other. They both think each other are, like, real pros. Maybe. Maybe that's what it is.
It's way too long, and I go, fuck him with that. Fuck it. Yeah. Goddamn. Because it's straight across. I don't
know. At
least
I have it.
Yeah, I don't know how you get it to do that. It goes straight. I see
I just go hair because I'm a man.
Bro,
Aaron doesn't know how Will gets his hair to go straight across. It's like, well, it helps if the two sides aren't retreating back, leaving a strip. It's not a cut that Will has. Will has hair. I think that's the phrase you're looking for. How do you get it to, like, be on your head like that?
I see straight across hairlines, and I turn into, like, Adolf Hitler seeing big noses. I'm just like,
I see straight across. Aaron calls having hair straight across hairlines. This might be the funniest thing I've ever heard of in my life. How do you get it to be, like, here and here and here and here and here and here and here? How do you get it, like, all the way? Like, where there's not just hair here in the middle, where you have to puff it out. How do you get it? He calls them straight across haircuts. Or what does he call it? Hairlines?
At people's hairlines way too long, and I go, fuck him with that. Fuck it. Yeah. Goddamn. Because it's straight across. I don't
know. At least
I
have it.
Yeah, I don't know how you get it to do that.
I don't know how you get it to do that. How do you get it to do that? Hey, you know how your hair's like. How did I miss this? How did I miss this? Screaming through it before. Jesus Christ.
Great. I see. Yeah,
I just go hair because I'm a man.
Bro, I see straight.
I just have hair because I'm a man.
Across hairlines, and I turn into, like, Adolf Hitler.
Straight across hairlines? He's one of those dudes with the straight across hairline.
Seeing big noses.
Aaron's is a W, and he's like, how do you get it to do the.
It's like, oh,
you can't bring up the guy.
How'd you get your hair to look like an M dash? How'd you do that?
1942 either.
Can't bring up Hitler?
No.
Well,
no,
I gotta retire.
I can't know you and your World War II history.
You can't. Oh, here, I got.
Maybe stay with World War.
I got a book about what we're talking about. I got a book about the thing you said. Look.
One.
There, the World War II desk reference. There you go.
Good. Yeah, just in case you need to pull some Grobels backs up.
Goebbels.
Did you watch
now he's saying Grobels? Yeah, we're just dealing with, like, if you ever wondered if, like, the people on your TV are smarter than you, they're not. They're not. I mean, Will Heron thinks one of the instrumental agents of the Nazi regime is what is it? Grobels? Grobels. Now, there ain't an R. I mean, Grobels, yeah.
The Guy in the High Castle or the Man in the High Castle?
Man in the High Castle was a good show.
That was pretty good. Yeah. I was worried the ending would suck.
Guys, you remember that show?
Mm-hmm. But it was pretty good. I got a little weird in the middle, but
yeah.
I did enjoy it. Yeah, I watched that whole thing. Went back.
They had to rush the ending because they canceled it, but
right.
They got it. They got
it. Yeah, I think they tied off some loose ends and stuff like that. Yeah. Made it a, put it to bed well.
Well, Will, I appreciate you going public and telling everyone that the cum-eating allegations are false.
He has to bring it back. All right, enough TV talk.
And that you unequivocally say that I am innocent of all of these disgusting, sinister allegations. I appreciate you doing that. And I
completely
appreciate,
believe you.
Yeah, the contract you signed that said you would do that on every stream you visit.
We said we wouldn't talk about that.
I think it would be hilarious if you went, every time you went on a stream, you went, I just want to start, guys. Aaron Imholt never tasted cum.
What's Aaron doing right now? What is this? I think it would be funny if every time you start a stream, you mention I didn't eat cum. I mean, he's not even he's half joking, but Aaron cannot get it out of his head, this cum eating. And when I told you that this goes on for an hour, I'm not kidding. Like, we're at 58 minutes of this members-only show. The entire show has been about eating cum. Pick a point where you want to go to.
More to lose. I mean, you do too. I'm not saying you don't. But, like, you know, felonies and things like that, you know, stacking up with, you know, everything else with the, you know, the drugs and the children and the guns and things like that. Like, it behooves him to be quiet for once. And it looks like he's learning it a little bit.
Well,
you know, and not to
but
go
that's,
in.
But that's
you,
the
on
thing.
The other hand, have no problem, you know, letting it out there. And it makes great radio. Thank you. Yeah.
Do you remember the quote? I don't want to send Will the link. I don't want this to be a Nick episode. Pick a point. Where do you want to go?
Someone I hate the benefit of the doubt and try to find a way to make their story true. Maybe if, like, I was with my wife and she hadn't showered or and they had done something before. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Pick a point. Where do you want to go? Let's see what they're talking about.
Like, any hate I have for him is kind of playful. I'm observing and I'm going, ha ha, bad things are happening to someone I don't like. But I don't have, like, a need to cause bad things for him. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, hitting him wouldn't do anything for me. Now, there's also a part of me that if he, because he obviously hates me that much. If he were to throw at me, there's part of me that would relish that. That would be like, oh, son. Oh, son. No. Now, if you're talking about, like, if Keemstar and Happy Punch put together another internet guys do a thing and it's business.
I'm happy to not know who any of these people are.
Listen, yeah, let's fucking do it.
I'd pay for that.
I got a fight coming up February 22nd. I'm going to come back. I got to drop about 10 pounds.
You should stream it.
I probably will.
I probably will. Means he won't.
Great idea.
Probably. It's going to be hard because...
Anybody want to bet money? Here, listen. It's going to be hard because SP is going to be there and my gym is embarrassing and I suck. Does anybody want to bet me any amount of money he doesn't stream this fight? I'll bet any amount of money anyone wants to put up.
Gyms you're in for those events are not... There's not a lot of good vantage points, but I'll...
Right. The gym where we're having our bout, there's not a lot of good vantage point. It's one of those circular rings where there's not really a corner to see into it. There's not really... It's one of those boxing rings where there's not a good angle to even... What are we doing? What are we talking about? I want to stream it, but we probably can't because it's one of those gyms where there's no angle to see... The fight. You get it?
Definitely film it. And if it's streamable, stream the damn thing. But yeah.
So, look, we probably can't stream it because there's not a good angle to get it captured. But we'll film it and put it up later. How are you going to film it if there's not a good angle? Oh, there's good angles for filming. So I can edit it, or if it's really embarrassing, I don't have to put it up. But there's no good angles for streaming. We checked. Everywhere there's a good angle to view, there's no service.
and we won't be able to stream. Sorry, I just found that out just live right now.
Yeah. Can I ask you this? The Gino Bisconti thing, how could you be friends with them again after they literally tacked a charge onto your record? You had to go to court. Your mugshot was plastered all throughout the internet, yet you still become friends with these people again and let them back on your show. Like, that's amazing to me.
I'll say this about...
This is, watch this divide and conquer attempt. Watch this. He's going to pretend that it was all Kiki's idea and his good friend Gino never wanted to turn on the toe. Watch this.
The mugshot. Let's not pretend I didn't play that up and talk about it. Let's not pretend I didn't go, that's a damn fine looking mug. That's a pretty good looking mug. And let's be honest, as far as mugshot goes,
what a bad one.
That ain't a bad mugshot.
Best mugshot. Give it a 7.
Thanks. Yeah. One of the best mugshots.
In Minnesota 7?
In Minnesota 7, yeah. So, I don't want to upset anybody, but I
watch this. Watch this.
I wouldn't use the word friends.
Well, please do.
I wouldn't use the word friends. We're cool. We're fine. And also, I'll read it when everything's all said and done. I'll read the transcripts and whatnot. Gino did not harm my position at all. What Gino said, let's just say, was he did a great job of walking a tightrope between his wife and someone he considered a friend. And let's just say Gino thought the whole thing was stupid.
Keanu's the idiot who turned Gino against Aaron.
So yeah,
you know,
that
like I want to give Gino credit. Like, and I hate to do that. But, like, you know, even with Kiki and my beef, like, Gino never jumped in. I said this on the other podcast a little while ago.
Yeah.
Like, Gino never got involved. Gino never sent me a message. Like, if someone, like, in, like, some of our things, I put together, like, 8 videos against Kiki that, like, blew up. They were awesome. Like, if someone did that to my fiancé, I'd want to murder him. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I'd look for him where they live. And he did it. Like,
and I'll say this.
And he let her handle it.
Will, what's your fiance's name? I want to send that boy a basket of flowers.
And by the way, if there's any Clippers watching, would you please let Will Heron have this clip? I'm asking you nicely.
No.
Please.
No. Share it.
Will's not asking.
Clipper, please clip this. Please, every Clipper, go clip this. Fucking idiot.
Asking. This is my show. I'm asking. Let Will.
So third, Joe
give,
Burrow.
Shut the fuck up. Listen to me, So Thorough Joe Burrow. I will kick your monkey ass from here to Timbuktu if you fucking clip.
That's my boy.
Snake Will Heron. I can't say the name Joe Burrow like the football player anymore without going So Thorough Joe Burrow.
Totally. Every time I see him, I'm like, hey, there's So Thorough. I mean, there's Joe.
Everyone.
I'm just saying, my man.
Everyone give Will 12 hours with this clip. Give Will 12 hours.
No.
Yeah. Give Will 12
I don't even want to clip it, man. You know what I want to do? I want to go to the bar and watch football. Like that's
I do,
thing
too.
Like,
you took up my entire members-only show. I was going to talk about the Vikings the whole time.
You
showed up. I was. You showed up.
Gay love. Young gay love, everybody.
TV's Will Heron, is it? With a face like that, maybe he should be radio's Will Heron. Am I right, folks?
Pretty good stuff, Ray. Pick up a pen.
Melon, we need to break up. I have a new boyfriend. Finn Gerbang.
Finn.
He is getting me a job, a blow job. I get $20 a pop, whatever that means.
Finn Gerbang? Come on, baby. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Mike Krob, member for 18 months. We're all just second fiddle to Sharon C. Respect. Respect. Oh, no. Oh, no. FYI, I've been trolling Aaron for a while now. I didn't just go over there. Okay, apologies to Michaela. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I am big enough of a man for anything, really. No, I'll admit that. So if I'm incorrect about that, my bad. And keep up the good work, Michaela. We know you're really doing it. Sweaty Tryhard gifted one Nobody Likes Onions membership. Thank you, Sweaty Tryhard. And here's Sketty Tooth John trying to make her own way in this world and separate from Galloway. And it's about time. It's about time, too. I'm going to make my move. You out of the way now, Galloway? She's mine. She's all mine. We're all fighting over Sketty. We all just want a piece. And if we have the lady and the tramper, we will. Everything is fine, LOL. The reason He brought up Keemstar was because him and Boogie were making fun of him recently. There's a clip about it. Yeah, I saw there's a show called LolCal Live that they were all making fun of Aaron on, I guess.
He who smelt it dealt it, Aaron. You ate Nick's warm tapioca.
Tapioca, I like that.
Y'all need to stop talking about my man like that. My man didn't eat it, cum did.
Me and Patrick call that making flowers! And Will Heron is a friend of mine. We both go to the remedial adult classes together at the local community center. We learn how to do for ourselves.
Y'all need to stop talking about my man like that. My man didn't eat it, cum did.
Y'all need to stop talking about my man like that. My man didn't eat it, cum did.
Me and Patrick call that making flowers! And Will Heron is a friend of mine. We both go to the remedial adult classes together at the local community center. We learn how to do for ourselves.
Cool Cat loves you horizontally.
Cool Cat loves you horizontally.
Cool Cat loves you horizontally.
That fire hydrant booked a venue to Product Hot Dog Man's live event. I'll be bringing my nephew Ray Ray to Crip Walk all over that dump.
Since you are a pastor, I'd like to ask for your help as a child of God. Should I renew the HRO on my ex-husband, Mubi? April and I know he's a monster. What say you?
That semen-licking woman beater and sex asswell felon. Oh, yeah, sign that dotted line, honey. When Ann Grosch dumps him again,
oh, wow.
He might not be able to control those pipe cleaner arms.
Ann Grosch. Grosch. Grosch, dude. Bart of Electric, Will Heron condoning revenge porn. One yes, two no. Is that what you got out of it? Is that what you got out of that? So Aaron does the members only show early Sundays, getting ready for his big Vikings game. What were they were both 14-2 or something like that? I don't even know what the record was. That 14-2, the Vikings and the Lions are gonna play. And it's like a really important game for the Vikings to be like the number one in the NFC if they win. And I guess they didn't win. And Aaron decides to try yesterday to do. By the way, for everyone who's out there who's like Melton's out of ideas and Chad, this has been a big message of Chad lately. Since we've been messing with Chad and sniping. And by the way, Chad's not handling the sniping well. He's got everybody reporting me left and right. He gets derailed and does his whole show about Melton as usual. And now he's getting embarrassed by them and he's deleting them completely. Like his whole walk and talk yesterday got derailed by Melton and he just deleted it. It's just gone. Now it's Chad, so like it might pop up in 3 months or tomorrow or whatever. But I love that. I love that stuff. But I did a joke 24-hour stream Christmas week and called it the 24-hour stream. And within 1 week, 2 weeks now, there's been 4 or 5 creators that have like faked doing a 24-hour stream. From Bob Levy to Chad Zumach, to now Aaron Imholt. It's like, so I ain't worried for everyone who's just like, Melton don't have ideas. It's like, okay. I'm not self-conscious about, you know, if one more person emails me about Shuli doing training videos, it's like, if you think I was the first one doing training videos, you're out of your mind. And also, I'm fucking better at it. I'm better. I'm funnier and I'm better. And that's part of it. So, like, yeah, I'm not. Let Shuli cover training videos. Like, that, who cares? Imagine me being that petty and fighting about that. So, all that stuff's great, and I love it, and I'm happy with that. But here's Aaron Imholt yesterday trying to pretend he's going to do a marathon show. The Aaron Imholt marathon, where he's going to try to get two goals, and then he'll go all night long until 10 a.m. He comes on last night, and he says he'll go till 10 a.m. if you guys give him the morning and the evening goals. Now, how did this go? The show lasted 52 minutes. So it didn't go well. But I love Aaron. Aaron can't just not make money. Like Chad, for instance. Aaron can't just do a show and not make money. He has to make it painfully obvious to everyone watching how little money he's made. You got to see this. You got to see this. What this fucking boob has done. He's got a new gimmick for the board. Chad Buzmak donor rating. Sure. $100 club. Why not? That's gone. Confetti cucks. You've been erased. Ladies and gentlemen, now the board is set up for Scolgers. The steel toe Scolgers, if you will.
Donate. Ryan the Garbage Man is now at $15.
Why is that going like that? Hold on.
Pull my dick out. There we go.
So, if you don't know, the Vikings lost. And he's very, very crestfallen about that. And he's going to, like, pass that melancholy on to you now. But also try to act excited and do a show.
No, I'm just kidding. Hi, everybody. How you doing? I'm not super fucked up. I'm just... Oh boy.
And it was a massacre. What was it? Like 32-9 or something? Like it was not even like close.
Wow. That.
And it's the second time the Lions have beat the Vikings this year.
Was really bad. You know, the nice thing is I got all the.
Look at him stimming with his little bracelet.
I got all the bad words and the shitty things and all of that. I got all of that out during the game. I'm fine now. You know, the thing about your team getting the living shit kicked out of them is that you kind of process the loss. It's like, you know, when it takes someone a long time to die.
It's kind of like a win, you know? And like, in the beginning, it's like, sure, April left. But like, now I look around and like, there's no smelly pussy whores here. So, you know what I mean? Like, in a way, it's a loss, but like also like it's a major win.
And you're at peace with their death. Oh my God, do we have an extra one of the? Oh no, I just didn't clean it up. All right.
What was that?
You have time to mourn their death, and by the time they actually die, it's kind of, you know, like it's happened. I got to change the chat on my thing here to the money chat because between Rumble and YouTube, it's going fucking bananas.
Now, this show is 12 hours old and has 900 views. Anyone believe the chat is going bananas? Is it? Dude, my chat is going bananas. Also, you can just change it. You don't have to announce... Guys, I'm getting really distracted by the chat, so I'm going to tab over here to the just where it's money chat. Okay. You can just do that. You don't have to tell anybody or...
I was really enjoying the YouTube chat. I was watching that. It reminds me of just being in school and talking shit with your friends about sports. It's kind of a good time. So I'm keeping an eye on the YouTube one, but on my chat ninja here, YouTube and Rumble, it's just...
You can call me Nanerpus, and guess what?
The Vikings lost.
It was really like when it takes a relative, like a really old relative, or like if you have a grandparent, if any of you have had grandparents who have lived to like 100 or great-grandparents, whatever, that have lived to the triple digits, it's like by the time they go, you can't really be sad because it's like they got their money's worth, you know?
That's what the Vikings loss is like? A grandma who died at 100? I'm going to need you to stitch those two together for me, dog.
I didn't get cheated exactly. And, whew, that's kind of what that game was like. You know, like halfway, I came down here. There was still time left on the game. I'm just like, this thing is taking for fucking ever to be done. We lost bad. We got embarrassed.
We lost bad.
But it did make me feel better about the takes I had going into the week. Because remember, coming off of that Packer game, everyone was talking about, oh, you got to extend Darnold. Oh, maybe you talk about trading J.J. McCarthy and all that stuff. And I said, no, you got to give J.J. McCarthy the same respect he gave Sam Darnold. Let Kevin O'Connell work with him. You drafted him number 10 overall for a reason. He's your guy.
Totally. That's what I've been saying. That's what most of us here in the front office have been saying.
You gotta pay the troll goal to get into Aaron's hole.
Goal confirmed, Will.
You gotta pay the troll goal.
You gotta pay the troll goal to get into Aaron's hole.
I believe
goal
it.
Confirmed, Will. In the eyes of an April, reflections of my cum, Mooby swoops in, cleanup is done, the toe knows, the thickness of my ropes, the taste still lingers, the memory, it grows. I am inside you. Forever.
Internet retard gifting 10 memberships. Internet retard, is it? Internet retard. Retard. Is that an oxymoron? Steel Toe Show, member for 4 months. Listen, people were not in the mood because our Vikings did not win. Otherwise, it would have been a chunk plays galore. It's donor rankings now. It's not. It's not, though. You know, I had two people tell me this. I think it was Rocco was telling me someone messaged him and corrected him during this program. We probably won't see it unless we happen to chance upon it. But I guess someone messaged him during the show and told him, dude, it's donor rankings, not donor ratings. And apparently he acknowledged that and said, oh, you're right. It hasn't been changed. It still says donor ratings. And by the way, we already got him to acknowledge this. When it first happened, when he first put the board up, people told him it was he meant rankings, not ratings. And he was just like, and he doubled down. He was like, no, I'm in ratings. Like, we're rating the donors. And we were like, oh, okay, okay. What's your rating on the first guy? And he was like, shut up.
It's J.J. McCarthy's team next year, come hell or high water. My criticisms of Sam Darnold throughout the year, as good as he's looked, my number one criticism, if you've watched this show.
No one cares. Mr. Tony Soprano, smoke some weed, playa. Maybe after this show. Zuli Brennan, member for 6 months, Boom Makla Masa Hurrah in my village. This fun goo drinker would be disowned. Yeah, that's probably true.
Hangs on to the fucking ball too long. You want to watch a good quarterback? I will give the Lions all the kudos in the world. Pressure. Lions were playing for the best pass catch. Just throw Jefferson versus the 50 ball. Fucking holds and fears. No, Jordan Addison. Here is that he holds the ball, not get awesome coach. He's going to be danced to death the attitude. Football game. It was a big mistake. The five. Your defense is playing well. You would have went into halftime with a lead. A little more.
Like, do you not have any friends to talk about the game with?
Keep up. Not a go for it on fourth and goal. Coaching and playing to someone else's who out. And I don't think you can diagnose. This is one game. And then the Vikings who played the Lions, excuse me, qualities is in the soft spots of this Vikings team tonight. They have a bounty. They have a Super Bowl. Dan Campbell, we should have phrased Dan is would take the forearm. But it is their eyes. They're a business today against Seattle. They didn't. And I want to be saying, measured by statistics. I'm not saying J. McCarthy, and he shrunk from the stage. Silly, on a season trajectory big time. You go, well, no. Who plays Tampa? So pressure was too big. Because he's wearing down. Good days. Not at all. If this sounds like off the bandwagon to you, you don't know how to criticize your own team. for next week. I hope we win. Idiot not to be worried. They better with Sam Darnold takes. See through you, buddy, but it's okay. I still
love. Here we go.
There's a big difference between not liking the take and not liking me.
I think from about here on, every 10 minutes, he has a meltdown.
I see through you, buddy, but it's okay. I still love you anyway because you're a fan of the toe. Small town gal with $2 says Gibbs position. Don't think that we're going to get what we were going to go for tonight.
Sure.
If the Vikings won, I was expecting a fuck ton of Vikings fans pouring in, and we were just going to go ape shit with the contributions and whatnot. I said,
if the Vikings won, I was expecting a fuck ton of contributions. If the Vikings won, I was expecting money. If the Vikings won, I thought a bunch of fans would come in and the contributions would go nuts. We've heard that the goal, how much money he earns is not related to the quality of the show. We've heard how much he earns is related to the quality of the show. And now we're hearing that how much he earns is related to whether or not the Vikings win. And he expected a win, and then everyone would come in and go nuts with contributions.
On the members only show, if we knock out the morning show goal, I'll go until 6 a.m. I'll go into
three. He'll go for 7 hours if you give him $300.
The morning show. If we knock out the morning show and the evening show, I'll go from now through the morning show.
I'll go 24 hours for $5,000, but you have to give it the next 1 hour. That's my offer. I stay on here and don't leave for 24 straight hours, but it's $5,000. This guy's like, if you guys buy me some ready-made bacon from the gas station, I'll go till Tuesday.
And then take tomorrow night off. We're not going to be doing that tonight. It's just we're not.
He's announcing it. Why won't we be doing it tonight? Why won't we?
Not going to. Nobody feels like contributing money when we just got the shit kicked out of us.
Nobody feels like contributing money when we just got the shit kicked out of us. We. Everyone who watches Steel Toe is a Vikings fan. And we all just got the shit kicked out of us. That's why there'll be no money given to the toe today. Not even over there on the Scolgers board.
It's just, it's not how it works. Sorry. Let's go to, oh, there was a good one. Oh, it was, somebody was shitting on, what's his name? I got to find his name now. Gordon. Somebody was shitting on Gordon and Dustin. Bone Cold says, technically Aaron is an owner, GM, and CEO. I mean, that is true. DC Nelson says, Campbell is a psycho. A couple more defenders who ain't coming.
So then we go to around 30 minutes, I think. And there'll be another meltdown.
Pro football people don't go like a fucking loser. Same thing if you go to like people talking football and you, oh, I think it's rigged. That guy's, they look at that person and they go, kind of a cunt. Every time I feel a pen on the ground now with my toes, I think it might be Gordy shit.
This is an adult dog that he's constantly having trouble with shitting and pissing in his bed, shitting and pissing on the floor. Either the dog has a problem or you're a neglectful dog owner. Like, your dog shouldn't be constantly using the restroom inside the house on the floor. Every time I feel a pin with my toe, gross. Remind me to never borrow a pen at your house. I think it's dog shit. Got it.
And I worry. No, so worst Viking ever says 10,000 Swedes running through the weeds chased by one Norwegian. I don't even know. I don't get old country humor. Definitely don't tell me any Oli, no, what is it, Sven and Lena, Sven and Oli jokes. It's lost on me. I don't get that old goofy-ass fucking Ludafisk jokes that you guys have. No. DC Nelson says, I am a diehard Vikings fan, as you and I both discovered about each other at Brown College. Look at that, Brown. Shout out Brown College.
Shout out to Brown College. Shout out. It's about time that Aaron met somebody from Brown College. It's not the name of it. It's just the color. Anybody else go to a Brown College? I don't remember the name of it. Sorry, we had a little drop there. Hopefully it's not a big deal. I'm going to try to do a catch up. Let's see if it works out. Ugh. About 30 seconds behind. We just got to catch up here. If you're watching this on the 24/7 channel, you got to know this didn't go out on the stream. This is just us. You know, we're just now trying to get the hang of stuff. Okay. Okay. I don't know. We had a little dip. We had a little dip. All right. We should be back now. Wait. Now I'll be back and now I'll be live. Sorry about that. I don't like being when we're like 30 seconds behind. So I like to, like, anytime we have a disconnect like that, I like to catch it back up. So anyway, welcome. Hi. Anonymous said the MyPillow guy has long black hair now. Oh, yeah, he bragged about that at some point. He's like, oh, Slam Piece did that. Slam Piece decorated it.
But don't drink the Philly Kool-Aid just yet. You and I used to laugh at the Motor City machine gun clips. Oh, fucking Motor City machine guns. Right there. I still, like, maybe it's a lifetime of the Lions sucking ass. But I don't believe in them. I don't believe in the Lions yet. They, honestly, the Lions have to win a Super Bowl before I'm ever going to believe they can win a Super Bowl. I think that's...
The Lions have to win a Super Bowl for me to believe they can ever win a Super Bowl. I mean, this is the sports commentator we all deserve.
Fair enough. Chad Buzemach says, are we back to using the Chad Buzemach donor rating board? Well,
oh, here we go.
As you can see... I did have Scolgers all set up. This was going to be everybody who donates over $20 tonight. Was going to be a Scolger, and I was going to make a list. This is what
he... I'm not even kidding. We've never seen anybody jump gimmicks this fast. We had the Chad Buzemach donor ratings. That didn't work out. So then he added a $100 club. That didn't work out. So then he made it confetti cucks. I don't know why nobody wanted to be a part of that. Then he now he's made it Scolgers. And would you believe it if I told you this morning it's back to the Chad Buzemach donor ratings? Fuck. Fuck. And would you believe it if I told you at the end of the show there wasn't one Scolger on the board? Not one motherfucker gave him $20. Not one Scolger. And he said, yeah, but that's because we lost. You know, people don't give money when you lose.
When I thought we were going to win. Now, I knew that if we lost, we wouldn't really make any money.
If we lose, we'll make no money. That's why I don't take teams. That's why I don't take teams. I expect Lions fans and Vikings fans to donate to me this morning. I didn't pick a side. It didn't wreck my world.
So I was just going to come on for a little bit if we lost. Blah, blah, blah. We do a little post-mortem, half hour, 45 minutes.
By the way, why did he do this? Somebody made a great point. Aaron was going to start doing post-game wrap-up shows at the beginning of the season. He did one after the first game, and he's never done one since. And now he did one after the 17th game? Why? And then if you'll remember back to the earlier members only show on the same day, earlier in the day, Will Herron told him, yeah, don't you do a sports show? Don't you do a wrap-up show? Didn't you? And Aaron said, no, I just do my show, keeping my thing alive. But that got Aaron thinking, oh, yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, I did used to do a wrap-up show that one time. And then Aaron thought, huh, I bet I can do a wrap-up show. And then Aaron said he was going to do a wrap-up show. So Will Herron made him do this. Like, again, anyone can make... Aussie guy is in his head. Will Herron's in his head. Anybody can make Aaron do anything. You can make Aaron do anything. Somebody say it was a night game. Oh, there's only been two night games of the season? Or are you dumb? What do you think's more likely? There's only been two Vikings night games all season, or you're wrong? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got it.
You know, I go to bed. We got a great show tomorrow. I'm very excited about it. However, Johnny not doing so hot. So I don't know if you're a prayer person or a thoughts person or whatever.
I'm a prayer and thoughts person. I like both. I like to hedge my bet. That way, if the prayers don't work, the thoughts do.
Put Johnny in your thoughts, if you will. He's got a temperature. He's not feeling well, and I'll be taking over for him.
It's a lot to carry, man. To do a show all by yourself and have to speak up and like cover for Johnny, like everything Johnny is and brings to the table for the toe. That's a lot of responsibility for Aaron to bring on himself
tomorrow. Dang Lin Wang. Oh my God. Jesus.
Oh, dang wizard. So look, if we skip all the way to the end of this show, there's still zero Scolgers, of course.
Leave him alone. We wouldn't have got to 15-1 if it wasn't for Gary Anderson. Just remember that. Oh, man. For the first time in my life, I was rooting for the Vikings, says Roots. Stop doing me any fucking favors. Stay doing what you were doing the rest of the year. Root for those other guys. Don't root for my guy. We were fine before fucking Matt and Roots and all these other people came along. I didn't need you.
All right. So that's Aaron coping with his big Vikings loss. We're going to get into Aaron today. We're going to get a little bit into Gino Bisconte today. I got to read you an email. We got to talk about this thing that happened today or yesterday or all weekend, actually all weekend long. I got an email, and look, I've gotten emails from this person I don't know. I'm getting a weird email now. Okay, look, this is going to be hard to do because I can't show the emails. They're littered in porn. And maybe I'll put them up like on where you can download them from nobodylikesonions.com if you want to read this because it's insane. I got an email on Saturday at 3:23 p.m. It's copied to show@distortedview.com. This is Tim Henson. He's a longtime podcaster like myself. Me, Sketchy Press, Michael W. Mitchum, whoever that is, Harrison Love, T Love Ideas, Caitlin Hatley, and Hatley Show. Harrison Love was like a nut in our Discord causing some trouble a while back. We don't know to this day what it was about or what they were. From what we can tell, they think I'm doing something to them, this guy. Because crazy people are so crazy, like, I don't know what's going on, and they're not really good at communicating it. So this is going to be broken and weird. You're not really going to understand what's going on. The Hatley, Brent Hatley, I guess, was involved with Bubba the Love Sponge. That's all I really know. I do remember that name from Bubba the Love Sponge or whatever. I don't know him. I've never talked to him. I don't know anything about him. This is the email. This is what it says. Hello, Hatley/Love Families. Look at the latest Photoshop that Patrick at Nobody Likes Onions made. It's Harrison's mom holding a picture of Caitlin getting fucked. Now, this is an old woman, as an older woman holding a framed picture. This is Photoshopped of a woman riding a guy's dick. I don't know who any of the people are. Okay. I've been getting these for 2 years, on and off. Like, I'll get a bunch of them. I generally ignore them. I've tried to tell the people they don't have the right person before, but. So I replied and I said, I love that you think you're tormenting the right guy, but have the wrong guy. I don't have a clue who any of these people are. God bless you all. That's what I replied to everyone. Then I get a reply back. And this is from like a Proton Mail, like a fake email. Who is the right guy? If it's not you, then tell us who it is. All this stuff originates in your Discord. And it's like, oh boy, here we go. Here we go. Because this isn't the first time we've heard this. Every light-brained motherfucker on the planet, from Stevie Lou to KB to Aaron Imholt to Chad, you know, they all think my Discord is some source of nefarious evil.
That, Melton's Discord.
A Discord, for people who don't know still, is a chat room, is a forum. Anyone can go there. It's public. Discord.gg/NLO. It's where we hang out with fans and talk about stuff. It's wide open. Go check it out. Go. I reply, if that's true, please link me to a post on the Discord and I'll take care of anyone posting nudity or harassment. My Discord is discord.gg/NLO. We don't dox or harass. The whole site is safe for work. So I don't know what this is about or what's going on. I don't know the people you're talking about. I don't know the people in these pictures. Honestly, I've tried to tell you this before. Either someone is doing something and pretending to be me. I don't know, but I'm all for being harassed for something I did. But you really need to know that I have no fucking clue who any of you are and what you think is happening. I meant this genuinely. You want to harass me? Like, go for it. I get it. I'm a big asshole. You're putting a lot of work into this. Again, this person's been mentally ill for a long time. They've been emailing me this stuff for years, years. And you put a lot into it. It should land and annoy whoever you're intending to annoy. I don't know who you are, and I don't know who the people are, so none of this, like, hurts me or, like, gets to me. If anything, I'm confused and intrigued and going to use it for content. So I'm here. But if I was trying to, like, torment someone and annoy them, like Dan Ninen does to people, or like this, or, you know, Chad Zumok emails all his enemies every week to, like, you're dumb and you should quit. You know, we all get these emails from Chad. If you know, you know. Like, this feels misdirected. It's not hurting me. It's not getting to me. And the people you're talking about, I don't know. So, like, I feel like you're wasting a lot of time. I'd rather not get the emails and I'd rather you really get the person you're going for. You know what I mean? Like, we're both. So this is the reply I get back. It's a woman on a toilet who I don't know, nude. The reason sketchy press and distorted viewer CC'd is because they covered your involvement on their shows. I'm sure they'll be interested in covering your latest stuff with Harrison and Brent Hatley. I don't know who Harrison is. I don't know who Brent Hatley is. I don't have any latest stuff about, we don't cover these people. So again, I feel like this guy's just an idiot and doesn't know like what he's doing. By the way, one time, a couple of years ago, like the guy was like, yeah, right. Like you're not Patrick from Arkansas who does this and that. And I was like, huh? Like they're not. Like this guy, I don't know what's going on. So again, now there's a woman on a toilet and they're going to love your latest stuff. Like, okay. So I go, again, I think you have the wrong person. I don't know who Sketchy Press is. And I met Tim Henson from Distorted View once at a podcast convention or something. That's not true, actually. Now I remember clearer. Tim Henson and I went out to eat one time when I was working at the Columbus Improv or Funny Bone or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know who Hatley is. These pics mean nothing to me. Carry on, I guess, but it seems like you're really interested in torturing someone or taunting someone with this woman or this porn, but I just delete it. I have no idea what it means. It doesn't hurt me. I don't know who these people are. I'd rather not get it, and I'm sure you'd rather make sure all your effort is taunting the right person. Our interests are aligned. But if you don't believe me, I guess just keep sending me weird porn from a stranger and yelling about people I don't know. Have a good year, Patrick Melton. So that's what I sent. So then he sends back a video now of the same woman maybe getting fucked by a black guy. It all started when you leaked Nick Starr's dick pic, is what he replies to me. Then he got pissed and did some shit with the local radio station with Brent on it. I have recordings of you doing the leaks of the pornography, dude. So I was like, okay. I wrote back. I broke it that Nick was gay. This was a guy on our show in 2006. I broke it that Nick was gay in 2008 or something. I think it was 2006 because Adam was on the show at the time and he left in 2006. Dick pic, local radio station, Brent? I don't know what any of this means. I asked you for a clip or a link to our Discord where you said stuff happens and you provided nothing. You seem mentally ill. I don't know these people. You're so fucked. You definitely do not have a clip of me talking about any of this stuff on our Discord or anywhere else. You've been fooled by something. I've tried to tell you for 2 years you have the wrong person or you're being fooled. You do not have a clip of me doing shit because I genuinely have no fucking clue what you're mad about or who you keep sending me pics of. I thought you'd like to know that you're not getting to the person you think you're getting to and you're wasting your own time. So then I get two pictures back with a woman with her tits out. Again, I don't know who this is or why it's supposed to hurt. Oh, yeah, he just keeps sending me nudes of people I don't know, like old people. So you deny ever releasing Nick Starr's dick pic? Pretty sure the saga lasted several episodes of your podcast and not just Sabsy. It was public and didn't just go away. You released it in spite of him and reacted poorly. Brent Hatley was on a Tampa radio station back then. He went to Mad Cow and Bubba the Love Sponge. So he's mad that he thinks, and again, this is thinks, that I released somebody's dick pic in 2006. Also, Brent was on the radio. Okay, again, I don't know, Brent. I don't know. What does one have to do with the other? You're sending me nudes of people I don't know because of a different guy that you're mistaken that I released his dick pics up. That's a crime, by the way. I said, nah, I never released anyone's dick pics. That's wild. You do not have any clips of anything like that. Sorry. So what? Who's this porn slut? None of this means anything to me. You're talking about shit with Nick Starr from 2006? Okay. I go, you have no idea what's going on. Someone's fucking with you and you're losing your mind. So then they reply, oh, yeah? I'm so sorry for this. It's so stupid. You don't remember a listener buying Nick's MacBook and finding a dick pic on it and sending it to you? Either you're a lost cause with your memory or a liar. You keep threatening to release it because you know Nick's an embarrassment and kept defending by saying it wasn't him, and then boom, it's on your forums posted by you. It's 2006. I said, see, you don't even know what you're mad about. I'll help you, cuck. This is me writing back to him. It was a BlackBerry, and the listener bought it, and Nick didn't wipe it appropriately and found all these emails on it about Nick going to meet up with people called blow and goes for gay sex. And we outed him on the show. Now, is that good? No. We outed a gay guy. Is that good? I don't have a memory of his dick pictures being on this phone. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's even true. I'm not even denying it. Maybe the dick pics were on the phone. I didn't really shit. The guy who bought his phone did it. So then he replies back and he copies Nick on the email now. And there's six more porn pictures of this woman that I don't know on this. That's unrelated, by the way. You're mad about me giving out Nick's dick picture, but now you're sending me porn. Like, none of it makes sense. So he goes, maybe Nick remembers. Nick, do you remember, did Patrick release your dick pic? And this is copying Nick on the email. And then he replies, Nick didn't reply yet. And he replies again, if you were only nice to Shuli and only talk good about Shuli from now on, none of this needs to come up. Oh, exactly. If you were nice to Shuli and only talk good about him, the past won't need to come up. Now, for people saying it's Joey C, it's definitely not Joey C. Joey C couldn't write this much if he tried. Now, Nick Starr replies to the threat. If you want my nudes, sign up for my OnlyFans at OnlyFans.com/Nick Starr or just hit me up on Grindr. Girl, bye. I'm not about this drama. So now Nick Starr, given the opportunity to also chastise me for releasing his dick pic, says, if you want my dick pics, they're up at Nick Starr OnlyFans. Leave me out of this, bitch. Bye. So Nick didn't say, yeah, Patrick sent out my dick pic. You know why? Because I don't think that, again, I didn't have this stuff. If the guy who had the BlackBerry gave out Nick's dick picture, we probably laughed at it. I don't know. I don't even know. Then there's another one where the guy harassing me replied to Nick and said, and then there's a picture of a fat guy with suction cups on his nipples. Again, got me. See, Patrick, because you released his nudes without permission back in the early 2000s, he's now spiraled down a life of pornography and OnlyFans. And I said you had a clip of me doing it. Where is that? And then he wrote back, exactly. You waste everyone's time. First, you harass Shuli and lose him viewers by making up lies about him and his show. That leads to this bullshit. And then there's a photoshopped woman of a girl with a dick and cum on her face. Again, no clue who this is. And it's Photoshop, so it's not even, didn't happen. I said, it's all about Shuli now? Let me get this straight. I said, I thought you were a sensible person who had the wrong guy. Now I get it. Now I know that 19 years ago, Nick sold a phone and didn't wipe it. And you made up that it was a MacBook and I released nudes. Got it. And then my punishment is for you to send me porn you make with your wife or something? Got it. And now that you've been contacted and corrected about your memory and you realize that you probably don't have any clips of me doing what you think you thought happened because it didn't happen and you can't, you've changed the entire reason you're harassing me to some fantasy porn of strangers because of something I've done to Shuli. Got it. Then he replies to it with this. Your recent behavior towards Shuli means your dark past will come up again. He doesn't just have anyone on his show. He does a real professional show. You need to apologize. I'm CCing my selectmen to help me. And then this is sent to people in the government in Connecticut. I have no idea who this is. Someone in the Connecticut government. It's a .gov address. And they're loaded with porn. I wrote, this is fucking hilarious, and replied to that. And then they wrote back, don't let me ever hear anything bad about Shuli ever again, and we can be good friends. Dear selectman, please hold off until we see how Patrick behaves in the future. And then this is going to blow your mind away. Then I get an email from another guy on this chain we haven't heard from yet, Harrison Love. It's not strange at all to find that me and my family have no involvement with you, this line of discourse, anything related to your podcasting. I am percent 100 certain that you never met Tim, Patrick, and whoever Heather is, I don't know how you got hooked in. Heather is the person whose name is on this whole email chain. How you got hooked in or what you think you are doing, but sending unsolicited pornography to a city official is a dumb thing to do, and created and proliferation of revenge pornography is a crime. She at one point tried to have me contact you, Patrick, and claimed I had been stalking and creating materials meant to harass and intimidate me and my family. The only thing I'm aware of is this person named Natalie Ann Vasquez, who admitted to stalking me for 2 years and submitted evidence to court confirming this. This is all insane. But I realize that neither her and a person named Matthew Merriam was responsible. And there are some 51-year-old married lady in Connecticut with kids who fancies herself an online bully and goes by the name of Natty Ann. Do you remember this chick? Do you remember this chick who used to chat me and Chad, Natty Ann? That's this Natalie Ann Velasquez chick. And he says she's behind it all. Natty Ann is a seriously confused, bored, hapless person. I tracked the IP address to the FBI. Another person named George McGonica, a.k.a. manager, a.k.a. Tall Chain, who lives in Harrison, New Jersey, is also responsible for emailing and convincing. Then he sends me this whole docs thing on this Natalie chick, where she works, number, all this stuff. And then I just wrote back, you're retarded. And then this morning during the show, this is moments ago, I get another email from this Harrison guy replying to only you. I haven't even read this yet. I'm going to read it out loud right now to you as we go. Can you really believe this shit has been going on for 2 years at least and that Natalie Velasquez isn't involved? I don't know who that is or what you're talking about. So when you come to me and go, can you believe Natalie Velasquez isn't involved? I don't know what you're talking about. Y'all need to leave me alone. Y'all got to leave me alone. This is pure mental illness on the page. This is wild. Look, dude, I tried contacting you way back to get on a call with you or something. She said to me she dated you. When you first started messaging me out of nowhere, she said you were her boyfriend. This Harrison Love guy went nuts. He came on our Discord. He accused us of doing all this stuff. He's nuts. He might not be as nuts as normal people because he was being fooled, I guess, but this is bananas. Look, dude, I tried contacting you way back when to get you on a call or something because this had been happening for a while at some point, but you had said I already know all about you, and then I pretty much stopped responding. Yes, because at this point, Harrison had gone to our Discord and caused a bunch of shit. And then Moody had like come to me and told me about it. And I was like, yeah, that's fucking weird. And then he started up with me in person. I honestly had better things to do with my life than respond or trolling and talking shit about Natty Ann. This is the first time I've heard this Natty Ann chick was involved. Contacting businesses and anyone I tagged in with, stalking social media and social media orgs I was working with. After 6 months going dark and ignoring, she went further and further. It's something that really can't be ignored. And you know that because I think, although I've never listened to your podcast, that you are woefully familiar with trolling and stalking behavior. I'm not. It became clear to me that after all this time, there wasn't really any way to convince Natty to stop. I tried asking. I tried contacting her mom, her work. Do you hear you? Stop contacting people's moms and work. She's 51 and has a kid? And you contacted her mom and her work. Leave me out of this, nerds. These people are fucked up. I know you're aware of what's been going on. I've never been more lost. To this minute, I don't have a clue what's happening. I don't understand any of this. This is like I'm sure like Spurgtopia knows what's going on or something. I'm sure this is like a really big gay op to get me. I have no clue what's happening. I don't know. I don't know anything about any of these people. Natty Ann is a covert operative that's doing something and I know all about it. I'm asking for your help, dude. Try to get people to stop before it perpetuates and wastes all of our collective time and results in Natalie getting charged for aggravative or aggressive content. Pretty much. This reminds me of that. Remember the Brandon Network? That nut who thought the Shuli was after him or something? And now I'm getting another thing. Hold on. Oh, God. So now I'm getting somebody's telling me now, and I won't give out their name because they asked to not be given out. Chad told me that she was sending him nudes. This Natty Ann chick? Anyway, isn't it weird how it became that? So you tell me what you think of this. I'd love to know in the comments if anybody knows. I'm getting sent nudes and porn of people I don't know. And it's to annoy me. Like the person sending it thinks they're really getting me. I don't know why they think that. I don't know if they think I know the people in the things. Or I don't know if that's the Hatleys or if that's, but I don't know these people at all. And every time they send porn to me, they're like, look at her. Look at what she's doing. Are you happy? Isn't that disgusting? And it's like, do you think I didn't know about whores? So like whatever the punishment is, isn't landing. I don't know what this is supposed to wreck me, I guess. Just deleting porn that you keep sending me. But then the reason you're doing it is because 19 years ago, you think I gave out someone's dick picture. So you waited 19 years, found me, and then now look at the porn that I'm sending you of people you don't know. Grr. And sending it to your district selectman in Connecticut. And then when I press you on it and make you realize that I never gave out anybody's dick pic, you go, oh, and by the way, back off Shuli. You better never talk bad about Shuli again or all this stuff from your past is going to come up. Bring it up. Bring it up. This is an announcement to everyone who has dirt on me, who's thinking about has or will blackmail me in the future. Just put it out. Just put it out. Put whatever you think you got, just put it out, nerd. You don't have shit. You don't have shit. Now, do I think Shuli's involved in this in any way? I don't. Why? I don't talk about Shuli or talk to Shuli. As far as I know, Shuli doesn't talk about me or talk shit about me. We shook hands and to Ebelcon 2. We talked. We laughed. We shared a moment. Nothing bad happened. As far as I knew, we were all cool with Shuli. Now, I guess when he starts stepping up and stealing all my training concepts, I have no, to this minute, I have no idea what all these emails are. I don't know why this guy thinks sending porn of people I don't know is going to get me. I don't know who Natty Ann is. I don't know who Brent is. I don't know who Caitlin is. I don't know who Harrison is. I'm not going to help Harrison. I don't know who you... Harrison sounds like he's another victim getting these, and he's being harassed by these people. But it's like he wants to team up with me for help. Go fuck off. I don't know you. I'm not helping shit. Nobody's hurting me. I'm fascinated by all of it. Not surely this smells like the frog. Either way, keep it up, I guess. Keep it up. I whoever you are, you're really getting me. This has changed my life. I'm scared. I'm never going to do it again. Like, what the fuck are you doing? This is gay, dog. This is gay. The ghost of Mr. Peace. Johnny's heart finally got the hint from his legs. Tim Henson hasn't mentioned you in years, says Addicted to Ubiquity. Right. How nuts would he be if he has?
Patrick, you should never look a porn horse in the mouth.
That's a good point. Addicted to Ubiquity, a listener found the pic hosted on Nick's own website. Nick could neither confirm or deny like he always did. He admitted it eventually. And now he sells them. So this guy who's mad that I did this to Nick waited till Nick sells dick pics to come get me? I mean, none of this makes sense. And then you switch to the Shuley thing. What did you do to Shuley? I don't know the lore. You tell me.
Shuley sucks. His show is garbage. And this Harrison Love guy is at it again. Mm-hmm. Remember him?
Yes, yes. Yes.
I pulled a lot of iPhone. You know, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. If my jokes don't go over, I don't care. Join the SABC.
Join the SABC. That's true. Matt, 1971. I'm going to tell my coworkers that the Patriots lose. Don't expect a paycheck the following week. Nobody gets paid. I'll let you know how it goes. Roll up. I don't know if that's going to work out. Baloney Factory, member for 11 months. Can I get a good girl crazy about Elvis? Yeah, okay. Crowdcat gifting a membership. Thank you very much. A Thompson, member for 15 months. Who cares? Apple Talk Live is more interesting than this. Yeah, I know. It's hard to follow. But I feel like we should put it out there for any... I'm putting the call out in the Dabbleverse. Someone has to know what this is or what it's about or what's going on. Because to me, this is just as baffling as that Brandon Network stuff. Like, I don't... Someone's really upset and retarded. So it's never a good combination. Like, you want the person who's upset to, like, make their grievance known. But when they're too retarded to even tell you what they're upset about, it's hard. Like, I'm honestly more confused. You know, I know better than to engage with a troll like this, but I thought it'd be fun. And it was. And boy, was it enlightening. And now, but I'm more confused, more questions than answers. So you're mad about Nick Starr. Well, I got good news. You're confused because that didn't happen. Yeah, well, then why were you mean to Shuley? Oh, fuck. Well, that switched lanes really quick. So these are your two big grievances over my 20-year podcasting career. 19 years ago, I put out Nick Starr's penis. I didn't. And I was mean to Shuley. That's your long list of... Got it! Begging Monster, member for 2 months. Give out their credit card digits, Mr. Melton. Good job, Mr. Dixon. Together with a toe, we will ruin the onions. Yeah, that's what's happened. That's what's happened. I'm ruined. Aaron is Nick's cum receptacle, member for 2 months. As far as you know, you never saw this avatar or my name. Please join Will in spreading the word. I didn't do it. No, Will should say on every clip, Will should say that I didn't eat cum. Right, right. So, yeah, I'm sorry that's painful to go over, and I'm just as confused. But someone, maybe even Shuley, I don't even know. Someone will know what's going on with any of this. Because I'm really... I got nothing. Let's jump into the Gino Cumia thing real quick. I think this is great. So Kumia went on MLC and said that he had been paying Gino double since Aaron Berg quit in Hot Water. Two hosts on the show. Aaron Berg quits. Gino starts getting all the money from both co-hosts' pay. Gino goes on and says that didn't happen and kind of attacks Kumia. And then Kumia comes on and says, how dare Gino say I'm not loyal? This has been going back and forth for a minute. Here's a Doom clip. Gino Bisconte copes over Anthony Kumia denouncing him. We got to watch how this got here first. This is December 30th. Gino on the Garrett and Steve program talking about...
Oh, I just sent you a blank message. Ignore the first one.
All right.
That is...
So my Los Angeles joint.
Email with nothing in it. And now a second one is going to have the link. And maybe that'll clear up our...
Are you texting or email?
Email.
At a little room down here in Seventh South, called the Perry Club. And I was here doing a spot. It was fun. You work with all these young comics, and they're like, who is this dinosaur? It's a good time.
Nice. Are you going to make $100,000 like you did last night?
I don't mean to brag, but I make. Just like Anthony hate me? If he does, it's fine. And you can tell me. Because I've literally texted him. You know what? I'm not even telling you what I texted him. I'm going to tease it out. Because I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna show the text he sent me today afterwards. I will tell you this. I texted him, and I told you this. I said, hey, Anthony, just letting you know, I never saw an extra cent of money, nor did Garrett and Steve. Should I be concerned, or should you?
So, great instinct by Gino calling from a nightclub or a photo development room with awful sound. But Gino's butt hurt because Anthony says he paid him double. Gino says, I never got any of that money. And that's where it kind of got left. Then Anthony Kumia replied with this.
I don't do clips.
So I'm like, yeah, I go on anyone's show. I don't care. If I like the idea of me being on this person's show, I'll go on it. And I liked it. Kevin is, you know, one step removed from my show and the Dabbleverse thing. So, yeah, I'll go on. So a lot of things come up. I don't go on Kevin's show delusionally believing he's not going to bring up shit about people that I'm friends with, people I've worked with, past experiences with Compound Media and employment and all that shit. I get it. I wasn't going to not participate in that discussion. So.
Oh, hold
he
on.
He brings up.
Someone says, born wrong with Meltendez. Sounds like Chad using the old nudes from Natty Ann. No, it's not Natty Ann in the nudes. It's just like a weird old dude and like some tattooed up chair. Like, I don't know. I had no clue. Just like, okay. And then I just delete it, and it's like, all right, you got me?
Gino.
It's like he thinks they're my mom or something. Like, that's the vibe. The vibe is like, these emails are going to hurt you, man. Like, look at it. Look at what, like, as if they're like pictures of my wife or my mother. Like, that's the vibe of it. He thinks, like, take that. And, like, everything he, like, writes is kind of like, the reason you're getting all this is because you gave out Nick's pictures. And it's like, you know, you don't want to be like flippant, but you're like, oh no, oh no, please make it stop. Like, nobody cares, loser. Oh, is that the reason all this is happening? Is that the reason you keep sending me porn of a person I don't know about? You understand that, like, emailing somebody isn't harassment anymore. You can literally right click on anything and like go, yeah, never show me anything by this loser again. And you never see it. You're like, I email him nudes every day of a woman he doesn't know. You do? I just blocked your email address. I had no idea. fuck, we're really getting to him. The reason all this is happening is because, oh, okay.
Now, you've probably seen Gino's videos where, you know, after all is said and done, I'm a piece of shit. I guess now Gino thinks I'm a piece of shit. And it's because on Kevin's show, I had told Kevin that.
How is it? Like, I got it. Only Anthony Cumia and Perry Caravello still do this thing where they like put the chat up on the screen. Who? Johnny Crutches, Corey Adam. It's like, we're not doing this anymore. I guess it's like more of a gamer thing, but it's like, Anthony, you're not playing Call of Duty right now. the like chat on the screen thing is so dated looking.
When Aaron was fired. No, I don't get that. It did. That wasn't it. Total mistake on my part. When Aaron left Compound Media to go over to Luis Gomez's outfit over there, there was his pay.
Lots of people do, you know, Kumi is not really like a super chat show, but it doesn't matter. But like, people don't like think. I don't even know how to like say this. Like, people don't think. Like, Perry Caravello, Mersh used to have his chat up on his screen, you know, until he got bullied so much and it's so hateful, he just took it off. But you're trying to get super chats, right? You get the free chat off the screen. I know we noticed Taz doing this now for Pat Dixon's show. If you send in a $2 Rumble rant, Taz converts it into a $5 voice chat. So that's cool. You send in a TTS AI super tip, voice tip, it's $5. But you could just do a $2 Rumble rant on chat show, and then Taz, because she's an admin, she doesn't have to pay to make AI voice chats, she goes over and makes it into an AI voice chat for you for free. So Pat gets $1.60 from the $2 chat, and Super Tip foots the bill for creating the AI voice chat. And now, am I mad about it because of Super Tip? We're paying to create voice chats that nobody's paying for. We're not making anything. So essentially, you're getting Rumble rants, putting them in our system, running them through our system, and we don't get anything. But you get $1.60. Cool. Now, are we mad about that? Again, no. We have enterprise level amounts of AI voice processing. So it's not really a drop in the bucket when it comes down to it. But don't you like money? You like money, right? Right. So giving your members voice tips for $2, why would they ever go make one for... Why would they ever pay $5 and go do it themselves? No, I'm just saying, if you like money, if you like it. Corndiff says, wait, I can make my own AI voice chats for free. Yeah, on your channel. Yes. As long as you're like an admin on the back end. Yeah, if you go to supertip.gg/Corndiff and just hit checkout, you won't be taken to the checkout page. It'll just go through. But that's, you know.
Who was there? There was... the show.
I mean, cause like we don't care. We buy like a giant bucket of voice chats every month, regardless of whether they get used or not. We have a contract. So like, it doesn't really matter. Like, we're well underneath our quota for whatever we do, but like, you like money, right? You like money. So
Gino is making money. Aaron's making money.
But I think a lot of that's just like people don't know how to, people don't think or like. Yeah.
Now we had Aaron's.
It's like Aaron's Venmos and PayPals and stuff have gone way down since he introduced Super Chat display. So, you know, I bet he doesn't think about that. Like, well, you encourage chats up on the screen, so then people don't give you PayPals and Venmos as much because they want their stuff up on the screen. Right.
Because he had left. And I was under the assumption, I swear to you, that I had given.
Yeah, right. So much for christening. Yeah, that's the point. It's like Aaron's highest grossing things are like Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo. But the minute you start doing on-screen stuff, now you encourage Super Chats and Rumble Rants. Now people get to get a comment in to you for a dollar through Rumble Rant, where you make 80 cents. So what's the point? Copeland Green Goldsteiner says money stinks. Wash it.
Gino, Aaron's money. I truly believe that. E-Rock will verify that I am one of the worst businessmen you'll ever know.
We know.
I literally, and I swear this, I did not know what anyone at Compound Media was making up until 6 months before.
Corner said the difficulty is getting co-hosts to stop pulling up regular chat. It's you got to learn how to use it. You got, you know, people hate when Carl does it. Tukey used to really nail it, and now Tukey does a thing where like super chats are the, or super tips are the lowest priority. So like Tukey will read $2 super chats before $100 super tip. And I've watched like percentages of like, yeah, it's up to each creator how they want to do it, man, and how you want to integrate it into your show. Like, you know, there are people who are way more successful with it than other people. Like Perry Caravello doesn't read super chats until there are no super tips. And his audience has been very well trained on that. And they know like we don't read super chats. We super tips. And then if there's time at the end of the show, we'll go to the super chats.
Whole thing ended.
And he gets a shit ton of super tips. So it's all about like how you use it. Like, and that's up to the creators. You know, if you want to make $3 a show and don't want to work on it, then.
I didn't know what anyone made.
But they yeah, could- like Anthony doesn't like confrontation. Nobody thought he was a good business guy. He had Keith the Cop running shit, which, you know, I don't even know that much about the stuff, but the guy clearly didn't have a clue what he was doing.
Could have made $20,000 a year. They could have made $200,000 a year. I had no clue. My fault. I am lazy when it comes.
They could have made $20,000 a year or $200,000. I had no idea. Like, fuck.
The business things. I don't like conflict. Everyone knows that. I don't want to know things. I just want things to continue on course.
Yeah, he doesn't like confrontation. He doesn't like conflict. That's exactly right. It's the whole reason he kept floating. He kept writing $50,000 checks and floating the thing. I don't want to fire people. I don't want to tell people. I don't want.
So I honestly, I swear to you, I did not know what anyone was making. And I recall, and I don't know if Gino will remember this, but I do recall saying, like in Sullivan's, when Aaron left, I said, Gino, you don't need a co-host. We don't have to hire anyone. You take Aaron's pay. I know I said that in probably drunk, probably jet. And I'm not saying that was a contract. I'm not saying that would happen. That I don't know. I never knew. I assumed that that is what happened. But I was mistaken. That money went back into the Compound Media vault, Aaron's money, and Gino was paid exactly what he had been making prior to Aaron leaving.
Uh-oh.
So for that, I apologize. And I mean that. I'm not goofing. I apologize for saying that on Kevin Brennan's show.
Nazi boot goofing.
I can understand how Gino probably got pissed because he sees the clips. He sees people talking about it, the comments that I said he was making twice the amount that we paid him.
And don't ever forget this. Gino's going through an existential crisis. He shouldn't be. Like, Gino's a dim bulb. So he shouldn't be. But Gino is still going through something. Gino was a part of a network that was failing as a whole. All of Compound Media was fucking failing. And all I mean by that is Anthony Cumia is writing $50,000 checks every month to make payroll. It's not a successful company. It wasn't doing well. And they don't share the numbers with the creators. And no matter what was happening outside of Compound, the lack of followers, the lack of support, the lack of ability to get anything up and running on his own, none of that was a red flag for Gino. Gino still had Compound Media and Anthony Cumia, the one-time great, being the wind beneath his wings, and he kept pounding his chest. I do a show on Compound. I'm on a real network. You guys are having fun in the Dabbleverse. Melton's a joke. Aaron's a joke. Kevin Brennan's a joke. Chad's a joke. They all do better. They all do better. Say whatever you want. They all have a fan base. Everyone you just mentioned has a fucking fan base that support them. Even Chad. You put Chad's earnings up next to Gino's earnings? Fuck your mother. It's not even close. So the minute baby boy Gino leaves the fucking nest and finds out it's cold out there in them woods alone, you find out you've got no one watching the show. You really good favor that Cumia did by not telling anybody the numbers of their program. Gino thinks he's a big fucking hog, cock of the walk. He gets pushed out of the nest. Now he has to fly on his own. Where's everyone, Gino? You fucking fake fuck. You pathetic piece of shit. Jesus Christ. Keep crowing up, fag. There's literally no one. I'm not even kidding. It's empty. It's empty. No one. Not 300 people came over. And that would have been embarrassing from Compound Media. Fuck, only 300 people watch my show. Nobody, bitch. Nobody. You couldn't rub two fucking fans together to stay warm. Get fucked. Like, I get it. It's a reckoning. It's hard. I'd want to bury my whole goddamn head in headbands too, fag. I get it. I know why you got a frozen wedding cake. Bakers are expensive. Grow the fuck up. We see the same numbers you see, bitch. There's nobody. And then you thought it was a good idea to show taint and balls on a stream. Lose your YouTube, which you said you wanted to do anyway. How about that, Cope? You think we don't remember that? Remember when you had nobody watching your shit on YouTube and you were like, I'm probably going to leave YouTube anyway. This ain't the place for me. There's no place for you, bitch. There's no place. / every place. Why don't you go do it anywhere? Go do it on the corner in Times Square and you'll have more fans. I'm not kidding, fag. It's over. What world are you in? I'm going to Rumble. I went over to Rumble. I went over there. Holy shit. Holy shit. Wake the fuck up. You're not mad at Cumia. You're mad that the dream is over. You're mad that your paycheck and your gravy train got fucked. That's what you're mad about. Jesus Christ, you're mad that you just found out you're a fuck-up. You're mad you're finding out in real time you're a failure with no support system. Get fucked. I mean, pretend and cope however you want to fucking cope with this. Yell and change topics 9 times a minute. Classic Gino. I wonder if that's why nobody watches you. You're not coherent. You can't make a point. You're an alcoholic. You lie. Literally, if you don't get, I'm sorry, this is crazy. If you don't get that Cumia is such a nice guy and didn't have the balls to fire you because you're a sad loser with no other place to go, you don't get Cumia. And if I ever get a chance to sit down with this motherfucker on my show, I will press him until he admits it. No one watched you. He liked you as a drinking buddy, and he kept paying your salary because he didn't have the heart to tell you what a shit show In Hot Water is. As if you couldn't tell by the amount of merch you sold and how much adulation you get in dim streets. What world are you in? You think you're wandering around and Ryan Long and Sam Morril are saluting you and inviting you to do shows? No, no, no. You can't get into places. Hello? I mean, you gotta snap the fuck out of it. Like, again, like, it's bad enough, like, thinking Compound Media was some bastion of, like, real broadcasting. It wasn't. It wasn't. It was a remnant of a better time. But at least that gave you some cred. Again, this guy's undergoing a 50-year-old reckoning is what's happening. Like, he's waking the fuck up and finding out, oh, shit. Oh, shit. I might as well have been unplugged in Compound Studios and pretending to do a show to an empty room. Fuck. Fuck. Where are they now? Where are all the In Hot Water diehards, you fucking phony fuck? Hit the like button. This is great. This is great.
After Aaron left. Again, I apologize. But when Gino started talking about loyalty, like I was disloyal.
Yeah, this is what's wild. Again, Kumia knew no one was watching your show. Kumia knew that your show was making $0, and Kumia knew he had to cut checks to pay your rent every month. Kumia, the idea that Kumia wasn't loyal to you is so fucking insane. It's You're retarded. Like, this might as well have been your uncle Antony paying your bills. Like, for real. That's what it was. I'm sure you're finding out now, right? Like, hey, baby, can I borrow some more money for rent? Is that what you're saying to Keanu? Yes, my untoward, but don't forget we're moving in with my mother soon. Right.
To Gino for saying that on Kevin's show. I really believe.
I'm never letting Anthony, if you get anywhere near me on a stage, you will admit that you felt bad about firing Gino and kicking him off because you knew he'd never, ever, ever again reach the phony heights he was at. Is there a difference between Compound Media Gino and Rumble Gino? No. Other than Anthony's checkbook, no. Same number of viewers.
That you have to probably weigh the previous decade of loyalty.
Exactly.
Over what I said on Kevin Brennan's show. Maybe you could go, that loyalty seems pretty solid. This, I don't know. He said
Gino
something.
Just texted me saying he'll beat the fuck out of you. He won't. He won't do shit. Gino, you'll never do shit. I mean, you got to shut the fuck up. You got to know nobody believes you. Shut up, bitch. I'm not looking to fight you either. I'd have fun with you at a bar. We'd have a few drinks, but Shut up, bitch. You gotta know. Like, there's no one you're doing better than. Shut up, bitch. And I'll buy the drinks. You gotta stop. It's fucking pathetic and sad. What are you on to now, Gino? What's next?
Beat the fuck out of Melton.
I bet you will.
Let's get to these 7 o'clock stories. Yeah, so I guess Patrick Melton was spending all day in his Discord sending revenge porn about Shuley's wife or something.
That did happen. Connor, who makes less money, Gino or Ray? Gino! 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 I mean, I'm not kidding. Gino has nothing. James Bomber, turn the phones on. I have a question, sir. Okay, but just for you, just for Baumer, go ahead. We'll take your calls.
Something about how much money I was making. And then to, you know, kind of claim that he now just can say, fuck loyalty. Suck my dick, Anthony, I think was one of the things he said.
Like, imagine going, you're making $5,000 a month and going down to nothing. You know, like a guy was paying your whole existence and then he just pulls it away. So you attack him. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I was up late last night, so I woke up a little hungover. I was late. I don't want to stop the show and grind it to a halt, but can we go back to the interracial porn pictures for a second? Because I was really confused. I didn't know what was going on. And then I heard there was bathroom play. I don't want to miss anything. Can we just go on? I don't know. Who sent you? Who was naked in the bathroom with a black guy? Like, just tell me quick. You probably, I can't see the thing now because I'm using my phone. I can't see you, so you're probably making a face like I'm an asshole. But just quickly, I'm lost. Just can we just quickly go back to that? Because I'm excited. I don't want to miss that.
I'm lost.
Just somebody, just explain it just like in 2 seconds.
You're going to have to read somebody it. I don't know either. That was the point.
Oh, okay. Then that's all you had to tell me. I'm sorry. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Why'd you get an attitude of me? I'm telling you. I don't know.
Hey, bitch. Why don't you go look for more airline tickets to Vegas that you can't afford?
Oh, God.
You poor.
That was when he was making money. That's when he was getting paid. You know, like if you make $5,000 a month and three and a half, four of it go to your New York apartment, you're poor. You're poor. I forgot. That was May. He did it like four fucking times. It's like he would forget he was poor. I'm not kidding, Gino. This broke my heart. And I don't know if it's brain damage or just poor memory, pun intended. Like, we'd literally watch where Gino would get the idea with Aaron to like, maybe I'll go to Hackamania. That'd be fun. Maybe I'll do Hackamania. And then he literally on the show, one time he did it with Keanu, one time he did it with Aaron, twice by himself. He'd pull up flights from New York to Vegas, which I can't imagine are expensive. One of the great things about Vegas is there's cheap flights here from everywhere all the time. You know, between Spirit and Allegiant and Jet Suite X. Like, and he would look them up and it would be like $400 round trip, which is, you know, you can't really go cross country for less than that. And he would just be like, they're pretty expensive. Yeah, wait till you throw in a fucking hotel room and an Uber and food. Don't come to Hackamania or Vegas or a meetup. If shit's so tight that that's how you're calculating it. Well, we could get the flight, but I don't know. We'd have to figure out a way to get to the hotel. You're too poor to come. Like, if you're down to, like, sliding pennies across the table to budget food, don't come.
Oh, really, Gino? So I'm suck my dick, Anthony, now?
Yo, my noga, so I'm suck my dick, Anthony, now. Woo, buddy, so I'm suck my dick, Anthony, now?
Really, Gino, you traitor, I'm suck my dick, Anthony, now?
Don't worry, I'll suck your dick, Gino.
So then we got this one from Doom. It's Gino.
The turn, bitch. The turn.
Aw. Look at Ultra Fine Deluxe. Sorry, buddy. I was talking to Cunha today. Everything's good. Sorry, buddy. Hey.
Joke's on you. Cunha and I made up. We're all good. Everything's back to normal, except for him paying my rent.
I hate to tell you this.
Everything's back to normal, except now I know exactly how many fans I have. None. And I don't make any money. So, ha-ha. Nanny-nanny-boo-boo. Everything is normal. Except my money and prestige. The prestige.
Hate to tell you this. You laugh like a sweet ultra-fine deluxe.
Hate to tell you this. You have a TV like a poor. Gino Bisconte. What's wild is like you could just run these behind and down behind the no. Then you wouldn't get that cool white trash look. I like to have the cables visible running down a wall.
Sorry about that. I've been enjoying it.
He thinks, I've said this since the moment I found out about this guy. He thinks these headbands make him look less bald. He's 55, somebody said. Is that right? Like, are you going to be 65 and wearing these headbands? You got to let it go. What did Aaron Imholt call him? Straight edge haircuts? He's got one of those straight edge hairlines.
By the way, been enjoying it, buddy.
Might be the funniest thing I've ever heard out of Aaron Imholt in a year. How do you do that? How do you get that straight edge hairline? Holy shit. He was just talking about hair? How do you get that? Yeah, you go into a barbershop and you ask him for the haircut. Yeah, because mine's just like here in the center. And I have to like...
Now you can enjoy obscurity because...
Jonathan Taylor Thomas it out to the sides like a McDonald's logo.
Because you're banned forever. Sorry, buddy.
So he just banned a guy from his chat for saying enjoy obscurity. This is how you know things are going well. Watch the band fest, he goes on here.
Hate to tell you this. You laugh like a sweet Ultra Fine Deluxe. Sorry about that. I've been enjoying it. By the way, been enjoying it, buddy. Now you can enjoy obscurity because you're banned forever. Sorry.
You gotta let the haters talk in your chat. The only thing that'll get you banned, whether you're praising me or hating me, is if you just keep typing the same thing over and over and over again. That and doxing. That's it. But other than that, you got to let the haters come in there and be like, Mountain's hunchback, Mountain's gay, Mountain and them kids. Like, let them. You got to do that. First of all, people will argue with them. They'll argue back. It all creates CPMs. It's what we call chats per minute. It's part of the algorithm. Hit the like button.
Hey, buddy. I love that shit.
So him, Aaron... Mersh, Chad, oh yeah, I'm going to enjoy obscurity. You enjoy obscurity. Banned.
Third and four for Herbert. God damn it, Herbert. What are you doing? Look at this. Nah, I don't think he did, buddy. I think people that are friends with each other fight, and I love that you need this, but sorry.
Ooh. You can see in his face... that he's coping. It's the same as when Aaron Imholt goes, sorry, bud, I don't know what to tell you. Our numbers are higher than they've ever been. Watch his face.
I think people that are friends with each other fight, and I love that you need this, but sorry.
I made you do that. Sorry. I'm sorry you can't handle. You just can't handle how well Gino's doing on Rumble. I think you know what's next. Gino Bisconte. Gino Bisconte. 693 followers on Rumble. This is way more than me. This is way more than me. 1.97K, 1.39K views. 1.25K, 1.5K. And these are Rumble numbers. All he does is these football casts. So he's killing it. He's killing it. You know? Snow day. Hold on, we're waiting on this? Oh, this is going to start soon? Oh, this is live any minute. Will somebody let me know? He says at 12 noon Eastern. Oh, 12 Pacific in 2 hours. All right. That's going to be up in 2 hours. We're going to want to see that. And then Chad will be on soon. We'll definitely be sniping that. Hi, Chad. Don't delete it.
Sorry, was talking to him today. Isn't it weird how people in real life fight and losers with fake avatars need it? Sorry, man. Sorry, buddy. You're banned, but I'll put your stuff up just so you can. Yeah. Oh, please. Of course I got it straight with the boss. Like, we, you know.
He's not your boss anymore. No matter how much you call him boss, there's not going to be a check that rolls in. I almost wish there was. I wish Kumi was cutting you a check every month.
Don't come to Vegas, Gino. You're too poor to come.
If being too poor to come was a thing, Gooey wouldn't be here making shit wall art.
Jesus Christ.
Usually when you see a man like my Gene, he's getting walked to the park by his 86-year-old mother. That Anthony sure is the bee's knees. Gino, my love, don't worry about money. I can still dust off the old cheesy piss flaps for another round of low subscription OnlyFans funding.
No, did somebody say cheese? Who has cheese?
There's nothing sadder than a girl who's like showed her butthole on her OnlyFans and made like $12. Like one day Keanu will have to get a job at a Chipotle. And it's just like, remember the time you put your butthole up on the internet for appraisal and everyone collectively went, nah. Because it's like, it's one thing if you're like, I started an OnlyFans and started selling facsimiles of my asshole. And that's how I bought both my houses and put my kids through college. And you're like, all right, well, that's a choice, but good on you, I guess. You have millions of dollars and you're happy. She's like, she sent her butthole out and everybody just went, I'm good. I'm good. And then her kids will be like, Mommy, is it true you used to sell pictures of your asshole for $3.99 a month? And she'll be like, yes, that was another life, dears. That was a different time. And they'll be like, how come we're poor? And then she'll be like, well, take a look at the pictures of my asshole. And I think that'll illuminate quite a bit why we're poor. Nobody wanted my cheeks.
I'm called the fire hydrant because I just stand there. I am also a midget.
Oh, God. I have his walk and talk film from yesterday, so we can watch it. He took it down completely. It was just a complete meltdown about Melton and
fucking yeah. I did. I said suck my dick. It was out of line. I was out over my skis. I was fucking, you know. But I didn't say like, hey, suck my. I was like, suck my dick.
I said suck my dick. I didn't say like suck my dick. Oh, that's how you know you're losing an argument. Nah, dude, I wasn't like, suck my dick. I was like, suck my dick, you know? Like, I said it like, chill.
And we laughed about it. And he was pissed, and he had the right to be.
I didn't say, suck my dick. I said, suck my dick.
Out of line. I was out over my skis. I was fucking, you know, but I didn't say, like, hey, suck my dick. I was like, suck my dick.
I did it compassionately. I wasn't like, Anthony, suck my dick. I was like, Anthony, suck my dick.
And we laughed about it.
We laughed. We laughed about the suck of my dick.
And he was pissed, and he had the right to be. Oh, nice stop. Did he hit in the end zone? But I love that it bobs up.
They're all watching football while they do this. They only go live because they, like, need money. It's, like, the only I'd rather be watching the game. But what did you say? Yeah, I guess I forgot I'm doing a show.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry, buddy.
My betrothed is beside himself.
Yeah.
He keeps shouting, Daddy needs a paycheck. Daddy needs Uncle Kumia. My poor mother and I have been locked in the spare room. It's been so awkward. I am shooting new content with Michelin, who looks like Bob Levy telling me, spread more. Give me more bedroom eyes.
By the way, send me those pics of you and Bob Levy.
You said it perfectly. I hate when the family fights as well. I hate it when we fight as well. But I've said this countless times, you fight with people you like. Trust me. I'm not going to fight with Ultrafine Deluxe. I'm going to be like, all right, dude. Publicly humiliated. I don't know. I'm showing my face.
Are Gino and Kiki going to be part of Chad's show this year? Are they coming to Atlantic City in a month? Ooh, it's getting close. Stupid.
Yeah. Telling your former employee to suck your dick is no biggie. Ha ha ha. Yeah. Thank you so much. Kumia. Stop it. Yeah, he's great. And dude, he's great, dude.
He's the man.
I'm telling you, I was sitting here on the couch. I'll tell you, I was sitting here on the couch watching it last night. And look, you got to be your biggest.
Why does he use an SM7B like it's a snowball mic from Blue? Like if I put that, that's why he's got such room echo. Yeah. Dude, like, and another thing, like, yeah, and, those guys, but, you know, like, these are, hey, pro, I know you're, like, a pro broadcaster. These are, like, mics you're supposed to be up on, right?
And your worst critic, and I'm like, I know what I said, but I'm like, I did? Oh, I did say that, motherfucker.
Like, you can't follow a train of thought. Like, he's so all over the place.
Bing, bing, boop. Look at my feminine illustrations. My Victorian curtains are so dull and gray, very untoward melty.
Mm-hmm.
I must know, refuse the lovemaking lessons your dearest asked for.
What the hell, Kiki? You told me you'd teach me how to seduce my betrothed so he stops sleepjacking furiously. Unlock the refrigerator, Patty.
Refrigerator, hello?
You're actually going kind of easy on Kumia, because remember when they used to have Compound, that how fucked up the green screen always used to be?
Yeah.
It was like way too bright on the inside. I mean, Kumia is just a complete moron. He can't do anything.
Well, I mean, but like you want to hire people to run that, and he hired Keith the ex-cop, and it's like...
What do you think about when Gina was shouting at Gavin McInnes, who was saying, you didn't hire Garrett, and now everything sounds tinny because Ryan Katsu-Rivera makes it sound fucked up. And like, you know,
I'd have to go over there to Gavin McInnes and listen to one of his shows to tell you. I have no clue.
Don't you think though that Ray is in more dire financial shape? I mean, he doesn't have a wife. At least Gino can have like
Gino?
A split income household. Yeah, Gino
Ray
has a wife. Like,
Ray has 30 people that'll let him crash on their couch and has no monthly nut. Gino's got an apartment in New York City, no job, no fans, no shows. He's trying to teach a comedy class?
But his bank account might have more just from actually making some money the last like 5-6 years compared to Ray.
I mean, if we're going to believe that Nick Riccata had to take a loan out on his house to support his cocaine habit, what do we think Gino Visconti's got in credit card debt?
How's your Comedy Central credit going?
I don't get this. What's the bit?
Where's the Lexus?
Oh, is this Chad?
Don't remember. Yeah, how's your Comedy Central credit going?
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. That was the big takedown against you. I'm not sure what it means.
How are credit? Like, how do you check on a credit?
Where's the Lexus? It's in the garage.
It's in the garage.
I know. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you. I know there's a bit there, but I didn't know what it was. How's the Comedy Central credit? It's fine. I guess. Is that the end of the got?
And then I'm just watching him. And you can think he's like, suck my dick. But I'll say something else. Like, the Dabbleverse, this is why I can't talk. The Dabbleverse edits everything. I've said countless times, I'll say it again, Anthony can do whatever he wants.
Gino, if we don't edit you, you don't make sense. Like... And I've said it before and a countless times. And the thing about the Dabbleverse is like, you can't argue with the and I've told these guys and another and with Chad, the thing was, and Melton knows and these guys and you just can't, and you gotta, it's like, hey, pick a sentence and finish it. pick a sentence and finish it. You're the most annoying motherfucker on earth to communicate with. Just think of a thought and then try to get it all out. Just one whole thought.
That he carried us across the finish line the past 2 years. We have nothing but gratitude for Anthony. And yeah, he did give us the equipment. We have no problem with Anthony. We can't thank him enough for that. I don't know what Drew the Jew is doing with it. But again, and even busted Garrett and Steve's balls. And the funny part is, Kiana goes, you're going to love this. Fucking, whatchamacallit, Kevin Brennan.
This sentence started about equipment. And he gave us, and another thing, and I told, and these guys know that, and I don't know what Drew's doing, but they, and didn't she give the, I mean, finish, put a button on a sentence before you start a new thought.
But again, and even busted Garrett and Steve's balls, and the funny part is, Kiana goes, you're going to love this, fucking, whatchamacallit, Kevin Brennan is fucking Remen, it was worth it just to have Kevin Brennan watch him shit him. What's that? It was cute. I don't know if you saw it. Kevin Brennan is watching Anthony tell me to go fuck myself, more or less, and deservedly so. And he's like, wow, because it was such a compliment. He goes, these guys are tight. He goes, Gino and Anthony are tight, and we are. Yeah, it's like they would go drink, and it was, didn't he say, like, when they would, I'd go there Thursday nights, three of us would be drinking. It was the best time. He found a way to shit on Ray DeVito.
I told him it was genuinely the best time I ever had.
Yeah, and he said it like he...
So no one heard what Kiki said, and Gina just goes, yeah! Yeah, these guys don't deserve a show. Neither one of them. Neither one of them. Neither one of them have a fucking clue what they're doing.
And he said again, it was worth it.
But if you talk to Kiki, she's got a professional podcasting job, her and her mom. I mean, just delusion. Like, you're right. You're right, Gino. You and Kumi are tight, and you're good. And you got fans. You're showing everybody, man. You're not in the toxic dabbleverse. You're over there with ad large media, like Kiki and McAleen. How much are they bringing in, by the way? I know you don't like to brag. How much are they bringing in? Fuck. She give you a Breitling yet? This is just, I just want to say, because you believed in me, I got you a Movado.
To be, if you told me, like, I had to do a certain thing so I could be sitting.
What's the over under on how much Kiki and her mom will make from this podcast network in their entire relationship with them? $2,500 under or over?
Here. At this desk right now, not only, more fonder of my relationship with Anthony and, you know, realizing that I took it for granted when I lost my mind like that, you know, told me I could even be more fucking, you know, happy, you know, cherish my relationship with Anthony and fucking have Kevin Brennan say and go, here's what, like, how would you like to wake up one morning, Gene, watch the Chargers vying for the number fucking five playoff spot, have a stronger relationship with Anthony than ever, and have Kevin Brennan say, doing the football show.
Again, this guy's such a lonely loser that all he needs, and you can tell from this body language, all he needs is Kiki to buy his bullshit. He's not even trying to convince you, the viewer, anymore. He's looking over at his wife like, right, honey? And Anthony likes me, right? And we're good friends. Yeah, so you guys are dumb if you think we're not close, because we're like the closest, right, babe? What's that? Yeah, he said we could come over and swim anytime I want to. So, like, if you think we're not friends, it really just strengthened our relationship and made me realize we're stronger than that. What, babe? No, I'm good. No, I don't want... That's true, babe. Anyway, yeah, and babe, didn't he say that he likes me and we could go to his house, right, babe? And we were, and right, and then, yeah, and he said, and my podcast is good and people do like me, right, babe? Yeah, yeah, so if you think I don't have a good show, I do have a good show. I do have a good show, and, right, babe?
How would you like to wake up one morning, Gene, watch the Chargers vying for the number fucking five playoff spot, have a stronger relationship with Anthony than ever, and have Kevin Brennan say, doing the football show, this is like Lost.
Right, babe?
I mean, remember, babe? Like, that guy, best of both worlds, right, babe? I'm number one with Anthony Cumia, right, babe? He loves me. Like, we're best friends, babe. And then, like, we're watching Kevin Brennan, right, babe? And he's like taking the piss out of us and shit, right, babe? And I was like, dude, babe. It was like,
And have Kevin Brennan say on his stream, doing the football show with Anthony and you was the most funny I ever had. Well, okay, what do I got to do?
Over here, Gino. Stop trying to convince your wife you're somebody. You fucking loser. You fucking loser. She sees the number. She knows you don't got no fans or money. She sees the number. Four viewers watching. We know. Yeah, isn't it funny how they think I don't have any money, babe? And they think that I'm not good with Anthony. And I'll tell you that. Anthony and I, right? We're like, he texts me.
Yeah, what, John, like, how do I get him back to the island? You have to die, John. What do I have to do? You have to tell Anthony.
Why does he keep talking to her?
Suck your dick on a string. Nope. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Don't get me wrong. He's going to tell you you're a piece of shit and you're going to know he's right. But then you're going to be like, you're going to apologize because you're a man. You're going to admit you fucked up. And then while that's going on, Kevin's going to be surprised because he knows you guys are friends. So was it worth it? I got to say, yeah, because here I am now.
Right, babe? Right, babe? I'm still here now, right, babe? I still got a show. You guys think you're going to take me down? They're not going to take me down, right, babe? Me and Kumi are still good. Tonight's try, right, babe? Right, babe? Right, babe? Right, babe? Straight edge hairline. Yeah, that's what it was. A straight edge hairline. How do you get that? How do you get it? Anonymous, look, he's so happy to get validation from Kevin Brennan. Wow. Right, babe?
To Steve, and again, Anthony's right, by the way. Not that I ever took
right, babe?
That for granted. Like, Anthony's like, by the way, I could take your fucking content. When he said that, I was like, I know. Like, do not get me wrong. I was always thankful that he let us do what we wanted to do.
Right, right. Because that's proven invaluable. How much are, what's the going rate for the DVD box set of In Hot Water, you fucking loser? Again, here's how you know how you're a fucking failure and loser, and your entire catalog, your entire body of work is worthless. Both Gavin McInnes and Anthony Cumia, when faced with the question of what should we do with all the recordings of In Hot Water, are our runner-up flagship program. There's Anthony Cumia, and then the next biggest show was In Hot Water. There's no denying it. There's no denying it. What did they decide to do with that entire catalog of work? Hundreds of shows. Give it away to you! This is worse than you even... If you think about it, it's worse than throwing it away because you are stupid, Gino. You don't know how to put it up. You don't know how to paywall it. You don't know what's appropriate for YouTube and what's not. It'll likely never see the light of day. There's a good chance these In Hot Water episodes never, ever, ever see the internet again. And no one gives a fuck. No one. How many emails do you think Gavin got? Hey, wait a minute. I thought you bought Compound Media. Where's all the In Hot Water shows? None, bitch, none. How many emails do you think Cumia gets a day? Hey, where can we watch all the old In Hot Waters? None. Do you think there's a Reddit thread somewhere where people are like, is there anywhere to watch all the old In? No. No one even remembers they exist. Again, a media company bought another media company, and they were like, what do you want to do with this show? And they were like, I don't know, see if the guy who made it wants it. Otherwise, throw it away. Oh, sounds valuable. Said it before, and I'll say it again. Steve Carell doesn't own all the copies of The Office because NBC doesn't want them. When he quit, they didn't go, you want all these DVDs, or we're just going to toss it. We think seasons 1 through 7 were shit. You fucking loser. No one wants your body of work. No one.
Which, again, the one thing that fucking might bother me is if I'm, it's like, could I have taken all that money? Could we have split it three ways? But
no,
You don't have any. What? He still thinks he was like an asset. Again, they can't tell you in any greater way that you're not an asset. We don't want you over here. We don't want the shows you've already done. And get out. Get out. No discussion. And then, by the way, like your argument was like, you think I'm just going to bring all my fans over there to Gavin's network and make him the money? No. Gavin didn't even think that. Nobody for 1 minute thought you were going to take that deal. You don't have any fans to bring over, cuck. You going to bring them over, bitch? You going to bring them over? You going to carry them on that headband, faggot? Jesus Christ, what a like, he might be the most delusional guy in this universe because he's just faced with it now. Like, Chad knows he's a loser and going through the motions. Gino, it's like, Gino doesn't know yet that we can all see he's naked. He got kicked out of his company with no clothes and not a penny to his name. He's standing on the street naked and everyone's pointing and laughing at him. He's like, what? I'm a big time broadcaster. And we're like, your little dick showing. Your little dick is showing. And he's like, I better not. No, I'm a big deal. Nope, your little dick is showing. Your little tiny boy dick.
I like that I'm the kind of guy, like, I wouldn't even think to do that. I liked it. I liked that my mind wasn't like, hey, let's keep all this money.
I liked it, babe. Right, babe?
Money. Hit the follow button. Hit the like button.
Hit it. Ugh, what a cuck. What a fucking absolute cuck. He gets engaged to her and then loses his job. And then she's like, great. This is what I signed up for. An unemployed man with no fans. We're going to make it. Ugh. Just Jewel. Every dementia payment is the same far off stare Gino has. They just babble less and are far more succinct and understandable. Seize the day. I've yet to see a clip of Melton meltdown crumbling. I mean, look, they're all pretty much the same thing, right? Okay, this is a little bit of Aaron today, I guess. I really gotta pee. This is Aaron's show from this morning. They stole our skull. They stole the skull, baby. January 6th, stop the steal. It's a great thumbnail, too. He's getting really good at Photoshop.
Well, good morning. It's not the morning we wanted, but we're still riding with him. Still 14 wins. Still more wins than all but two teams in the league. And still on our way into the playoffs with the second best record in the NFC.
Oh, if Chad's on in 12 minutes, we're going to get off and just run a Skype of Chad. So get ready to that. We're going to be signing off very soon. Thank you to today's executive producer, Pink Like Peachy. Pink Like Peachy. We couldn't do this without you. That's a fact. That's a fact. Thank you, Pink Like Peachy. Seize the day, says January 6th, Trudeau resigns, Trump verified, irony, LOL. I don't know what any of that means. Is that a haiku?
What do you do? That was a hard one to watch, though. That was not, and, you know, in it for so long, and really opportunities to hang crooked numbers all over Detroit. Number one.
Ugh.
I know that Dan Campbell has made going for it on fourth down fashionable, but
oh god,
points, shut him down again, get the ball back, try again.
I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I didn't see the beginning of the show. I don't know if I can sit through all the football stuff today. When you just, what if we just make fun of Chad? We'll make fun of Chad when he comes on. We'll shut this down. I'll pee, and we'll all come back to make fun of Chad. It's really getting to him. Oh, baby. And then we'll all make fun of KB over there in his chat. Going, Is that it? Is that what people are talking about? Is that my bullying? Chad doubled down again yesterday. He said KB doesn't want me to say, but Patrick is harassing her. Patrick is sending her messages and harassing her. KB doesn't want me to say it or bring it up. She wants to be left out of it, but Patrick won't leave her alone. He said it again. He's doubled down on it now. So either KB's lying and telling him I'm messaging her for attention from Chad, or Chad's so desperate for an enemy, he has to make up this again about her because he knows it doesn't bother her. Like, what's KB going to do? Not be my mod and not like the show anymore? Nobody knows, dog. Nobody knows. So this is true. Yesterday, he doubled down on it and said that, no, KB, he is harassing KB. I am. She's the only one calling me names. I haven't called her any names. She's the one who loses her mind and calls names when other people are using her. So what's happening? I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. Anyway, we're going to be Skyping Chad and come back and join us. I'll get the stream up and going in the next, when's Chad coming on? When's Chad coming on? Anyway, we're coming to watch it. I really got to pee. I'm getting like antsy in my pants. I'm getting a little, but I won't let myself leave until we get 400 likes. I can't go pee until we get 400 likes. It's part of the, look, it's from corporate. It's from corporate, and please hit the like button so I can piss. Please. I'll do anything. He's on now. Oh, good. Then we gotta go.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Twould you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit him yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit him yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show. Boy, Patrick Melton, Melton faces have you stacking. And the low point is the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. That'll make the taco.